Welcome to Flame On, the newest, the nerdiest, and the Nelliest podcast on the net. I'm here with Jared.
Hello.
Eric.
Hi.
The Question.
What?
And Oral.
Hiya.
And I'm Brian, and we are here to talk about all kinds of things this week. We have a review of the new X-Men First Class movie that came out.
What? Racism!
Yes, and we'll talk about why it's treatment of the minorities and how bad that is. We have a big discussion. We're going to talk about Gay Days Weekend, which we all celebrated last weekend. And we're going to talk about Green Lantern Emerald Knights, the new DC direct animated Blu-ray DVD thing that came out this past week. What was that?
Hey.
Wow. I thought you actually belched or something. Like, really? Eric, that's not very lady.
That's true.
That is not very ladylike of you. It was a little slow. So, E3 news, and for all your E3 coverage, you guys should go to thenerdyshow.com. They did an amazing job. Video, audio, interviews, just everything you could ask for E3 coverage. So they did a great job of that. We're going to talk about some of that. And the big news for the last 2 weeks, the DC reboot. Or is it? We're going to have a big thing about that and some of our comic reviews and all kinds of fun. So let's kick it off with some X-Men stuff. What do we think?
Magneto, the movie, was brilliant.
Seriously. It was Magneto's movie. You're right. You're right.
I fell in love with him. The guy is absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Fassbender. You look at when he's in the wetsuit scene, the package on.
He's like totally a James Bond. He's like a total.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Magneto, James Bond.
James Bond, Nazi hunter with Magneto's powers. Yep. That was hot.
Which is kind of funny because that issue they had of X-Force recently where Magneto is a lot older and he sends Wolverine to kill the Nazi.
Right.
That just reminded me of that issue. And I was like, oh, wow. There's that whole thing of him being all vengeful, which I don't remember seeing a lot previously. But
no, like we haven't seen it.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's a nice.
Well, we haven't
twist.
Seen it recently.
Yeah, recently.
So
I'm
raised
sure.
All the missiles, and he was threatening the world. And
right.
Stuff
this
like
is
that.
True.
Yeah, I mean, I love Magneto, the complicated anti-hero, more than Magneto, the megalomaniac bad guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And their relationship with Xavier, like, they were so good together.
I had a tear at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know it's coming, and you're just like...
Yeah, it was really... It was more like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. Like, the whole thing was like a love story between those two guys.
But who knew that Xavier was such a party animal?
Oh, my God.
I know.
I love it.
Picking up the girls with his...
Vacation, this, and Orban hair. I'm like, what the hell?
That was awesome. Somebody said that some of the things he said to one of the girls was literally from the first movie. In his speech to, like, the United Nations or something. Did anyone watch the first movie recently?
They played it on FX. It was Gene
okay.
that addressed
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
know,
is it Gene?
It was Gene.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just read this because I haven't gone back and watched it again. Does it hold up pretty well? Did you like when you saw it recently? Is it?
I mean, I thought the movie by itself was brilliant, but then when everybody starts talking continuity, that's when...
And that's when you have to shut the door. Like, the movie in and of itself is fantastic.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Like, I left it being really happy with what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start looking at like minute details, things that just say like that doesn't make sense at all. That's when you start saying, "Well, that movie wasn't that great." But you're not supposed to do that. Take it for what it is.
Suspension of disbelief.
Exactly.
I was surprised they shot him in the first.
I thought they would keep Magneto around. Exactly. I thought that too, and I was a little like, "Oh, okay, we're gonna do this now."
I mean,
but it makes sense.
I'm excited to see his brotherhood in the next movie.
Oh, I know, right?
Sure.
They set that up.
Emma and him and Riptide and all of them.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. Did we like Emma?
I love January Jones, but I'm a huge fan of Mad Men.
See, I am too, but I didn't think as Emma she contributed very much at all.
In one scene, I felt that she was Emma is when she was trapped in the room and then she cuts the glass. And then she's really bitchy.
That's
that
the
moment,
bitchy
that
Emma.
And I was like, that's Emma, but that was the only real Emma Frost.
Yeah. She was very subservient, where in the comics she's like a very strong character.
Yes, that's her.
And very icy and very bitchy, which makes her such a joy to read. But all that was absent in the movie. It was she had played a very stoic character, which is what she's great at in Mad Men, as that sort of like depressed wife. But this was not... when it was first announced, it was like, oh, great idea. But now that we've seen it, bad idea.
Yeah, but if you look at the Emma Frost origin book, she was basically Shaw's servant.
Yeah.
She did anything to be the White Queen at the Hellfire.
This is true.
She played his little bitch.
Didn't she kill, like, her friends or something like that?
To get the part of the
really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Also, but it lacked her personality throughout all of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the one we're used to in the X-Men is the Cyclops.
You know,
that's what we're
and I wonder if that's a more modern thing because, like, I remember back Generation X. Remember when she was the, the leader of that? That was when I think you started to see not only the good Emma Frost, but also the really bitchy, queenie one.
That's the first Emma that I was exposed to.
Really?
Red Generation X.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that was carried on further by Whedon, Ellis, like all the writers who've done Morrison to some extent. Although no, she wasn't in Morrison.
Yes,
right?
she was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because I know. Oh, that's right. Because that's when they're having the psychic affair and all that crap. Yeah. But I think that is more of a modern thing. So yeah, I think you're right. When she first came out, she was just like a subservient little mistress, or you know,
she's
whatever you call.
Queen.
Yeah, she's the white
just
queen.
His little servant.
I wonder if we'll see the black queen. Oh, they didn't do the black.
See, well,
queen,
no, really. They did. Angel, technically, I wish.
Yeah,
it was Celine.
They should have said something like,
you know, it could have been her, the black queen.
That would have been cool.
You know, now that I think about it, I think if we look at the movie as a period piece, Emma kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Well, like the opening, or not, was it the opening when they go actually into the Vegas casino and the Moira, which we'll talk about her in a second, goes in with her underwear and she's got like the kitty cat kind of thing going. And she just like totally sneaks into the Hellfire Club and all that. I mean, that was like screaming 60s era. Very, very period piece. I actually really liked it as a movie set in the 60s. I think it worked really well for that, including like the montage sequence where they're training. And with all the little panel stuff.
I really like the montage sequence.
Yeah.
I usually don't like montages.
Well, it was a very, it felt very, and I don't know, Jared, did you see X-Men?
I did not.
But you know what I'm talking about when they do in like older, like 60s, 70s era, and they do like the panels, like they come in from this side and they shift around. That's what they did for the training sequence.
Okay.
And it was an excellent training sequence. Probably better than anything I've seen in any other X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Professor X was actually teaching and getting these people to use their powers, which is excellent. I don't know. I liked it a lot. What do you think of Moira? Do we like Moira? I mean, she's totally not Moira from the books at all.
Not what we're used to, but I mean, I thought Rose Byrne did a great job as her.
Yeah. She's Damages. That's what she's from. I couldn't remember for a second.
She was in Bridesmaids.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
She was Helen. She was the bitchy friend.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, she was a geneticist in the comics, right?
She was a scientist.
And then she was also...
Irish.
But then, yeah, and like Scottish.
Scottish.
Yeah, heavy Scottish accent.
Right.
And in the movie, she was a CIA agent that was really prominent and actually fun to watch for the first quarter of the movie, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
And she was gone until the very end, right?
Yeah.
And so, but they did a lot of cleansing of diversity throughout the movie. Like, Banshee was also, wasn't he also Scottish?
Yep.
And
well,
he...
you are in the comic book, it's... couple.
Yeah, that's
who?
What's really
and
gross and creepy.
Yeah.
Oh,
at one point. But so is Charles and her at one point. I mean,
no.
Right.
Moira gets around, is what we're saying.
She's a whore.
She's a little whore.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking
of... dead whore.
Yeah,
dead
so
whore.
To transition into...
their own island.
Yeah.
To transition...
cleansing of diversity. Oh. Here is my one big issue...
here we go, people.
...with X-Men First Class.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I'm going to get loud. I'm not putting the microphone so close to my face because
lower the volume,
really
people. Lower it just a hair.
Okay. So, in stories, there are certain, I don't want to say tropes that we follow.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's a movie about heroes, we know that there's a struggle between good and evil. Evil might get the best of you for a while, but good will always travail. Unfortunately, in X-Men First Class, the only two people of color we see are Angel and Darwin. Darwin protects everyone just right off the bat.
Yeah.
Doesn't need any training to do that. They kill him like right off the bat. It's kind of like in Jurassic Park 3 where the black guy didn't even get out of the plane. The T-Rex just kind of chomped at him in the cockpit.
So, Earl, are you saying this was a horror movie?
No, it's not a horror movie. It's horrible what happened to my people.
I think my people. She was a Puerto Rican whore.
She, yeah. So, you know what? What I learned from X-Men First Class is Magneto is awesome.
Yes.
Hispanics are easily swayed to the dark side.
Well, that's true, though.
Well, yeah,
that's true.
I mean,
and black mutants, whose sole mutation is to make sure he can adapt and survive, die just like that.
But how many times has he died in the X-Men?
Well, I know,
he could
but
be coming back.
But the biggest thing is, I'm like, there are,
sorry,
shut up. There, I hate you. There are like. I mean, oh gosh, I can't remember his name. Like the Nightcrawler-esque character,
Azazel.
Oh,
thank you,
Azazel.
Slaughters hundreds of people through the movie. He survives no problem.
Oh, yeah.
He was cool.
He was Wayne Newton. He was Wayne Newton. Did anybody else think that? He looked like Wayne Newton?
He did look like Wayne Newton.
A red-skinned devil Wayne Newton.
So much, I really...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I remember I got exactly a Bamf what he really looks like.
Damn sure.
Really? Except when he's dancing on the bridge of the ship. And
that was just awkward.
Yeah,
that was weird. That was awkward.
I just felt like what the hell? You talk about diversity and accepting like characters, but what you do is what everybody else has done in Hollywood.
But in the '60s.
I understand that, but they're the enlightened ones. They're the ones who are paving the
right.
way.
They're the progressives. They're yeah. supposed to be yeah, leading the
and
way.
And you just you fell back to what you always do in Hollywood. You kill off the black character, minorities get a bum rap,
yeah.
and everybody else is fine.
Yeah, I was disappointed by that too. But you kind of clued me in that might be the case. What about us?
So are we going to be writing some angry fan letters to
the production
staff?
That, no, I will just say, and I will put it out in the internet. I expect better.
So
I expect better.
And you do not want Oral showing up at your front door.
I will raise
like Stewie
hell.
Stewie from Family Guy and just beat the shit out of you.
So what about what's his name? Sebastian Shaw. Did we like Kevin Bacon as Sebastian Shaw?
Yeah, I thought he was okay.
He doesn't look like
he
him.
Just did an acceptable performance. Like it wasn't. He wasn't like a memorable villain.
Yeah,
at all.
He had a very kind of subdued, kind of laid back approach about it. Now, the thing I couldn't remember is Sebastian Shaw's power. Is that actually what his power is in the books?
Well, like yeah, Bishop, it's energy kinetic. Absorption.
Okay, so it is that.
And then,
same
he doesn't
thing.
Exactly like if you blast him with something, he can't blast you back.
Right.
It just makes him stronger.
Okay, so that was true.
Yeah.
Then. Although the effect they used with his little multi-arm weird thing, that was that freaked me out a little bit.
Really big.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like, oh, God, did I trip acid by accident?
Well, and at first when he shows up at the beginning of the movie and it's, he meets Magneto as a kid, and he's this, like, older German scientist, I was like, wait, that's Kevin Bacon. He's playing Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. They're doing this, like, thing where Sebastian Shaw kind of creates Magneto. So that was kind of a neat relationship, and they brought that home with the whole helmet.
The
helmet. The helmet was pretty kicking. And then I love that Magneto had to go and get it a little tailored to add the little horns.
And it made it like purple.
Made like the traditional Magneto one.
Oh my gosh.
And can we talk about the cameos? I have two cameos.
Yes.
The Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Which was
awesome.
That was, it was awesome. the best way they could have done that.
Yeah. But then I think this made the movie when they tried.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
This is probably one of the spoilers that it doesn't mean a lot.
Everybody knows.
I knew because someone spoiled it. But if you don't know, you're going to love it. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, they go in recruiting all these different mutants. And of course, they walk into a bar and they find Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, and say, hey, you want to join? And he goes,
they don't even get a chance to say anything.
Oh, yeah, he just cuts them off.
They look at him and he's like, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was, I think, the only time they said the F word in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Which is, it was perfect.
It was,
supposedly.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. And I'm so glad because you know producers were probably like, do we really need to do the fuck
why
off?
He say,
you know?
Why doesn't he say, go frack yourself? I'm like, go frack yourself. How's that?
Battle Circle Galactica.
Yeah.
I love Battle Circle. BSG for life, yo.
Nice. A friend of mine up in D.C. has Galactica on the back of his plate, but it's like GLTKA or some weird thing. And I was looking at he's like, look at my plate. I'm like, what is that? Oh, you're a big old nerd. Okay, cool. That's good. No. Speaking of nerds.
Yeah.
When we get to Doctor Who, I want to talk about something. But what else did we forget? Is there anything we didn't like that we haven't talked about? Have we kind of covered it?
No, I mean,
kids were, they didn't really have to be there.
Beast
yes,
was hot.
Beast
had to be there.
Beast was awesome.
But, Banshee could have, I mean, he
Banshee,
was okay.
Ron Weasley was really who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or Havoc and his hula hoops.
Hula hoop, you didn't
wow!
Know,
I never thought about that.
I was like, "Ooh, baby!" But it was the whole hula hoop action
he
had going on.
He had to swing his hips around.
Yeah. It's the '60s. He got to, at least get that.
Oh my god!
I guess.
So I want to know, is he supposed to be Scott's dad then? You know, how are they gonna? Because he's
no,
Summers.
See, that's
he's
another thing. You're right. But what you asked, do we not like anything about the movie? And despite all the continuity and despite having a large cast and all these things that could have gone against it, it worked well.
I think overall
really well.
Right.
So it was a great success for comic book movie. And just don't think about continuity and you're great. You're fine.
But they did do a lot to try to establish that it is in continuity of the movies.
Bits and pieces.
When they met Gene, he was walking. They were still friends,
right? When they're older,
maybe Xavier has been walking and in the wheelchair, and then walking in the wheelchair,
You
know what I just thought of?
What's that?
That this prequel did everything right. From the beginnings of Cerebro to everything,
that was awesome.
The Blackbird. But you know what failed? And they had more money and more time to fix it? Enterprise. Enterprise sucked. The Star Trek Enterprise. Like,
what?
Enterprise. What? Like, Enterprise was the prequel to every, like, series whatsoever. Show. Yeah.
Oh.
And it sucked.
Yes.
It sucked. Scott Bakula. That's God why. Damn it, Scott Bakula. I loved you in Quantum Leap.
I loved him in Quantum Leap, but it's, no, that you're right.
Are we no longer talking about X-Men?
Yeah, that's what confused me. I'm like, wait,
the Enterprise? Tangent.
I did want to mention, did anyone in your audiences laugh at the scene where the missiles were coming back to attack the American and Russian ships? Yeah. And they were standing there being very stoic, and like they're like, oh, it was an honor to serve with you, sir. No one in your audiences laughed?
I think we got a little laugh, yeah.
Yeah, that moment, to me, it was funny, and it wasn't. It shouldn't have been funny at all. So well, I had people in my audience. I laughed because it was just it was silly. It was ridiculous.
Kinda, it didn't. You're right. It kind of.
I'm sorry.
Everything was pretty good, and then it kind of set off. Like
yeah.
It was kinda,
yeah.
Or not, I'd be screaming.
Yeah, I know. Really, abandon ship, jump. I mean,
oh
do
my
something.
God, oh my god!
Just stand there and take it like a man, Michael Ironsides, who in the credits, M. Ironsides. Did you notice that? I did.
No, how many people stay until after the credits thinking we're going to see something?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And
nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's not
sad
the,
day.
Not the Avengers. It's not the
now,
Avengers.
One brief question. I don't really have a very distinct memory of the other X-Men movies, but was Stan Lee in those?
Stan Lee was in one.
I think, yeah.
And in three. He
yeah.
wasn't in two.
Okay.
And he, after you text me,
yeah.
and then the second time I saw it, I'm really paying attention, and I did not see Stan.
Okay. So he wasn't in this one.
He produced it. His
right.
name comes
he
up.
He was a producer, but
I didn't see him.
Yeah. So, well, I think we liked it overall. So,
yes.
Good. Let's go on to Gay Days, because we have a lot of fun stories.
Set off my microphone now.
Gay Days. One of the pleasures of the Friday of Gay Days was getting together with all of our crew here and going to the expo, which
yes, wasn't that fun, Joshua?
The expo,
so much fun, Joshua.
The expo was great. I really enjoyed it and remember all of it.
For some of the cast members, it was more fun than others, but I think we all had a good time. We got
yeah,
lots
yeah.
of good
yeah.
pictures, mm-hmm. even if they weren't all together.
This is true.
Some people were maybe in a hotel room getting free alcohol. At some point. I don't know.
With their legs in the air.
At some point.
At some point. For those of you who do not know about Gay Days of the Expo, we should probably do a little bit of background. Gay Days happens every year in Orlando, although I think they're starting like a Vegas one soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's been going for like, what, 20 plus years? Yeah.
The first,
yeah.
What's the slogan going to be? What happens in Vegas stays deep inside of Vegas.
Oh. The slogan should be like, go get checked when you get back home.
Free testing on the flight.
Seriously. So Gay Days happens in Orlando. It's a week or so long fest. I mean, there's
yeah,
like
well, they,
it
really
time.
Starts
from, Thursday.
I mean, the party really starts Thursday, Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
But they've
but
been starting it as
like
early
Monday.
As Tuesday.
Right, with family. They've actually broadened it. It started out as just an online like meetup at Magic Kingdom on Saturday, and everyone wore red shirts so they knew who they were. And it's grown into this huge event where I don't know how many people come to Orlando, but they make millions and
yeah,
millions of dollars.
Yeah, I read this whole article when I was last year, I think, when I was a part of it, that it started off, he didn't expect maybe 1,000 people to meet up at the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
25,000 people met up at the Magic Kingdom.
The first year.
The very first time.
Wow.
And they said this is before internet. This is just phone calls.
I think it wasn't like bulletin
that.
Board?
No.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then as it's grown, they said the last one last year was like 125,000 gamers
Woo.
Showed up.
Well, this is an international event. It's not just strictly to
right.
the state.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
the
it's promoted everywhere. Yeah. I mean, I've seen things for it in gay magazines up in D.C. and
yeah.
all over the
oh,
place.
Oh, definitely. I met people from like the UK. I met
yeah.
people from Vietnam.
So what you're
you
know, saying is you pretty much got your sexual passport stamp. Like you hit? Did you hit all the major continents? You don't have to have Australia.
Did
yet.
You get the sticker?
Yeah, did you unlock the badge? On what?
Anyways,
Square?
So the expo was half the size as
it was
last year.
A lot smaller.
I was so disappointed.
So they had it at the DoubleTree, which is
DoubleTree.
A resort hotel on mm-hmm. International Drive, where most of the tourists and stuff is.
It's a nice resort.
I like the venue
three
a lot.
Pools,
mm-hmm.
Right, three pools.
Yeah, three
yes,
pools.
Three pools.
Eric and I traveled to the lesbian side. I'm just like, ooh,
whoa,
interesting.
You guys are brave. I didn't make it over there. Oof.
No, brave would have been going to the pretty people pool. pool.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's a now, last pool. Year, the main pool, which is right outside the expo convention area, that was the bear pool. Mm-hmm. And I thought they had a lot of people there, and it was a lot different. This year, it was the pretty
I
pool.
Heard it got shut down because the drains got clogged with hair.
You're such a bitch. Such a bitch.
So.
Well.
What else about the expo?
And then there was no MaryCon last year. Me and Eric worked it together.
I was there. We and four
and
Oral
and Oral and oh and Brian. Sorry, my apologies.
Let's just
my
go
apologies.
Back down memory lane here. The first time I met Oral or the question here was at MaryCon last year, which was Eric's pretty much Eric. And then What's Happening, Guys?
And What's Happening magazine. We collaborated together and. Did a this little comic convention,
which was awesome,
which was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I don't know if it was very profitable for everybody. I think What's Happening got a lot of free promotion.
It was a lot of promotion.
Met the love of his life there.
wait,
we yeah. talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Let's just call him DT. The DT.
Oh, and he's in love with you too, Brian. That's right. That's right.
No. I think I pissed him off now. So yes,
and there were like a lot of gay celebrities, like that guy who was on who wants to be a superhero.
Dan, yeah.
What's his name? What's his actual name? Dan. No, not his actual name. Is his
feedback?
Superhero name?
Caesar?
No, not Feedback.
He's like a Roman.
No,
it was a Roman.
Oh, wait a
minute. Is it?
Parthenon. No.
Pantheon.
Pantheon?
It was Pantheon, I think.
Oh, wait.
I want to say it's Pantheon. And then also the gay comic book geek was there.
Yep.
Oh,
yes, wasn't he?
There was a lot of... Yeah, he was really cool. And there was a lot of like vendors and stuff. And it was like a great event, but you guys said... Oh, yeah, we talked to Peter. Or was it
Peter?
Peter from What's Happening. And he said that they were going to move it into the fall to be closer to gay Pride Parade.
Pride, and I went last year, the year before, I did the parade, but I don't know, is there like an expo for that too?
No.
No.
It's the thing around Lake Eola.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's it.
I mean...
Ooh, that's a windy comic convention.
it's windy.
Outdoor comics. That's
going to
work
great. It's probably going to be really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's October.
Where we been with my husband this time?
Have you ever been to Aruba? He might like Aruba.
Put him on a cruise boat. Have fun, honey.
Whatever, we did that once, didn't we?
Did
you
that.
And I? And you took your shirt off?
Yeah. And there are people with me on Facebook.
And
like,
I was,
help me.
I was Robin.
Yes, you were Robin and I'm on the float.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were
my,
on the
my friend who was Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah.
Was it Ashley?
Ashley, yeah. Ash.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That was
so, MaryCon didn't happen this year. In its place, we had a nice auction. Did you guys go to the auction?
Like a silent art auction. That was
silent art auction.
Stupid.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a chance to go.
You didn't miss much.
Okay.
And then they had that literature thing in the other
Yes, month. And so there was a literary expo.
Really? How'd I miss that?
It was in the main expo center. There was just a couple authors
Well,
lined
you know,
up
when you're blackout drunk, you can miss a lot. I can understand that.
Yeah.
We are reviewing one of the books that we did
purchase. Yes. Eric bought, I believe, the... what was it called? It was like a superhero...
It's an erotic superhero tale.
Yeah.
And it's basically about superheroes, male superheroes.
Uh-huh.
You know, when they save you, don't be afraid to, you know,
mm-hmm.
give it
help
up.
Them. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like the pro, but with gays.
Yeah.
It's reciprocity, people.
Mm-hmm.
I save your life, you suck my dick.
Well, the first,
really?
The first story is pretty much that.
Is that your standard, though, really?
I do have 16 keys to the city.
That's okay. A lot of people die anyway.
Oh, God.
That's true.
God damn it.
Oh.
Just let me get hit by the bus, okay?
So at the expo, we met...
Wait. Let's not dash over that.
What?
You know what? You threw down your sequence gauntlet cue, and I want you to know, for the rest of the podcast, I am going to read you to Phil. I'm glad we're in a study, because bitch just opened up a library. I'm sorry.
No, continue. Please go on. The wet guy. What was his name? Alejandro? Alex? I forgot his name. But he was the wet guy.
Yeah.
He's on Facebook. And
is he hot?
He was, I think he was attractive.
Voice sounded amazing.
Did any of you check out the video he recommended?
Not yet. Was it good?
I didn't check it out.
Oh, we got to do that after.
Pull it up now,
I did.
He's got a friend who's a porn...
Mr. Australian.
Yeah.
And
Mr.
they Australia.
Put condoms on each other?
Yeah, they don't show anything.
Oh, that's what I was like. Because I asked him, I'm like, is it on XTube? And he no, it's just on our website. So I thought, maybe. No.
Well, we can play the interview.
That's what we're going to do, actually. We'll play the interview right now, and then we'll come back and talk about it, but this is mainly, let's see, it was Jared, the question, and myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we interviewed the wet guy.
And we're stuck with bitter old queens
watching Valley of the Dolls.
Oh my God! Well, we'll talk about that in a second. So here's our interview. We'll come back after that. We'll talk about it.
Live from Gay Days 2011. This is the question. Jared and Brian with
Antonio the Wet Guy.
With Antonio the Wet Guy, and now we're gonna find out all about wet. So, give us the lowdown on wet.
Well, Wet has many different products, as you probably already know. We have Synergy, which is a combination. So it's water-based and silicone-based. It's our newest one that's out there. No one else is selling anything like it. The nice thing about it is because it's water-based, it will not stain your sheets. And a lot of guys, they like that feeling of the silicone, but they always complain about, oh, it's on my doorknobs, it's on my rugs, it's on everything.
I don't know which time.
All right. But with this, you don't have to worry about that because it washes right off with water. Okay, so the other thing is it's nice and thick. So when you put it on a spot, it stays there. And it's extra concentrated. So if all you need is a dime size amount, and you just go to town.
Nice.
That's what I want to hear.
I think Josh wants to try. I think he wants the demo, I think.
Sure, I'll give you a demo.
The demo will be good.
What we'll do is we'll just take a little bitty portion, and you can feel that. Feel how silky smooth that is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, rub it between your fingers. Now, normally, most water-based lubes, after a while, they would start to feel kind of sticky and gummy. This is never going to feel sticky and gummy. If anything, it's going to feel silky smooth on your skin, and it'll actually start to even feel like baby powder. So most of the guys, they really love that because you can try it too. See, I'm getting everybody starting to feel it. I've been rubbing it on my arm, actually, all day long. You can notice how soft and smooth my skin feels. It doesn't feel like I put...
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty soft.
And what's great is I even use it as a moisturizer. You can put it on your little ashy knees. You can put it on your elbows.
You're kidding.
It works really well.
Wow. Yeah.
Trust me, you guys are going to
love it.
It's
like an infomercial. This is great. Yeah. I love it. So what else does Wet have right now? I know there's a pheromone one I looked at earlier.
We have a pheromone one that actually works really well. If you want to put on a little bit of it and then put your cologne on top of it, it mixes in with your own natural body chemistry, and it gives you that own natural smell that people are attracted to. The other thing that you might also want is a lot of guys, they say, oh, I don't like the platinum because it's that silicone base and it gets all sticky and it gets stuck to everything and I have to use soap and water to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sell something called Keep It Clean. It's a foam that you can put right on whatever stain, whatever portion that you have the silicone at, and it's going to clean it right off.
Cool.
So we take care of everything for you. Man. We also even have a shave cream. So if you want a shave cream...
Oh my God.
I have not shaved my legs in forever.
It's a full body shave cream. Oh. So if you want to shave your hoo-ha, it will take care of that.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
And we even have Intimo, which is our massage oil.
Okay, I wonder what that was. I saw that.
Yeah.
Like a purple bottle thingy there.
Nice. Well, actually, that's the kitty cream. That's for the ladies.
We don't care about that.
The black one's for the men.
Oral might need that, but that's about it.
But pretty much anything that's going on with your body, we have something to take care of you for.
Excellent.
So check me out. Go to my website. I'm at facebook.com/thewetguy. And that'll come directly to me. And if you want to see a demonstration of me showing how to actually use the product and put on a condom.
Is that on XTube?
You can go to... go to the wetplatinumman.com. So that's wetplatinumman.com. It'll come straight to me. And I do the demonstration with my friend who is Glenn Baker. He's Mr. Australia.
Oh.
He's a little bodybuilder. Wonderful. So you can imagine the two of us together naked. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're also like a nerd-based podcast. We'd love to know, do you have like a favorite superhero or a favorite like movie or TV show for superheroes?
Well, actually,
comic books.
I have to say, I do have a couple of comic books that are framed on my wall.
Really? Oh, which ones?
They are of the Green Lantern.
Oh, yes.
Good choice.
The reason they're Green Lantern is
because you can see his ass.
Well, Green Lantern was the very first comic book to ever come out with a gay character.
Really?
His assistant was gay, and then in one episode, in the next episode, his assistant got gay bashed, and he was out there defending his gay.
That was probably
assistant.
With the Green Arrow, Denny O'Neil era or whatever. Very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So that's why I have that framed on my wall because I'm a strong, gay, proud man, and I still love my comic books.
Well, Are you excited for the Green Lantern movie that's coming out in like 2 weeks?
I can't wait. I can't wait. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
What do you think of Ryan Reynolds as the Green Lantern?
He looks hot.
He does look hot.
I can't wait to see him do his little transformation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I have a feeling he's going to make me have a transformation when I see
him. You have your product ready to go right
Most
there.
Most definitely. I've got cases of it, so definitely come out and
have
some fun.
What a great business to work in. You have like lube forever. You just complimentary lube.
I have more lube than I know what to do with. Actually, wait a minute. I know exactly what to do with.
This is Gay Days weekend. I don't know.
Exactly.
You might have a use for it. That's awesome.
I have more than enough that I have to go around, so trust me.
That's going to be handy for tomorrow, because one of the things I always use in Gay Days, going around the park, is baby powder. Oh, so yeah. I'll have to put some of that on in the morning.
It'll get
my ashy elbows to get really nice and moist for later.
Most definitely. Well, I'm half black, so I know all about the ashy knees and everything. Mm-hmm. So I put it on my knees and stuff. Nice. I'm done for the day. I don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. Are we allowed to try some of the Keep It Clean? Because this stuff is not coming off my head.
Sure. Oh, gosh. We're going to have a demo of Keep It Clean.
Yeah, with removal.
Which is not
because
clean.
It's water-based. It comes right off your
I'll
hands.
I'll take one of those.
I'm fine.
Water,
I'm
just good. With water.
Yeah.
There you go. All good.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great. Yeah, thank
and,
you.
We'll be up on the Nerdy Show.
The wet man.
And we'll link to your Facebook. So,
thanks a lot, guys.
The wet guy.
The wet guy and the wet partner man.
Sweet. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
So.
And we're back.
Yes. He was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a big old commercial for wet.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to say something. You know, I don't. In there, in it, he was talking about all the different ways, like what you can use wet for. It's like a lubricant, and like how it can dry up your, it can help your like ashy knees and your dry elbows and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys knew this. You can also use the lubricant to put it on your penis to have sex with a man.
Really? He didn't mention that. Are you sure that's allowed?
I just thought that was worth mentioning.
This is valuable information. Please go on.
I've gone completely organic and just used nature's lubricant.
Good call. Good call. Wait, which one?
Spit?
Well, there's spit, there's pre-cum, there's cum, there's... I mean, what are you using here? What are we talking about?
He uses the previous guy's cum.
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, it's already in there.
I mean... all right, so let's just say this. For anyone who had
please
listened
use,
last week,
please
thought
use,
we were tasteful.
Please use protection,
yes,
kids.
No, well, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Ladies are listening to this. No, safer sex is the best sex to have.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a committed, long-term relationship with someone who you trust and you have a mutual understanding, then by all means, bear back till the cows come home.
Oh, what is this, an after-school special?
Until that...
We had an ad for wet. Now we have a PSA about safe sex.
Yeah,
that's very important.
And safer sex practices.
Good job.
Thank God.
Some of us... are questionable about those practices. But for the most part, kids, always.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I will say, did anyone else buy that lube?
Nope.
What was it called? Synergy? Is that what I think? It's Synergy.
Yeah.
And
what is it supposed to do?
Well, the lube, the one he was pitching. Oh, yeah, you saw. Oh, that's right. You came after. That's right. Yeah.
I thought he was catching.
But I'm not.
Wow. So I want to hear about what happened while we were doing the interview, because you guys were supposed to meet us there.
Okay, so we were supposed to meet you guys, and we wanted to. Yeah.
So you were hanging out with some older queens?
We had a function to attend. I was helping.
I volunteered to help out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there were some people there.
Uh-huh. Some of them were really nice.
They're not going to listen to the show.
No.
80, 90 years old.
Yeah.
And first I was playing Lady Gaga, and then it came in, I don't know what, Judy Garland, I think they started playing it, and I was like, oh,
are you
God,
serious?
Kill me.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, Eric, come watch this movie, and Oral came watch the movie, it was Valley of the Dolls of Patty.
But, you know, and I love Patty Duke. I was obsessed with the Patty Duke show.
But it's Gay Days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to watch Family of the Dolls.
You know, I had a very nice Welch's fruit snack and some coffee.
And the lesbians looked like they were having a grand old
time. Oh, they were having a blast.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it the lesbian pool?
I was right adjacent to the lesbian pool, so I got to see the lesbian.
So you missed out on the lube demonstration.
Yeah.
I did.
I will say, I bought that lube. I have not used it in any other capacity other than I used it as my thighs to keep them from chafing on Saturday. So instead of baby powder, is this too much information here?
No, I'm just...
I have thick thighs here, and I get chafed every year gay days. I'll admit it.
Really?
Because they rub together. So, and usually I'll put baby powder in, and that kind of smooths it out. But I actually put a little bit of the lube.
And
it worked great.
Really?
Huh. Because by the end of the day, they were so smooth. Oh, my God.
But like, what do you do about, like, the moistness factor?
You rub it in.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, you rub it. I didn't put a lot either. That's the amazing thing about this lube, and we don't need to really do much more commercial.
He stuffed his thighs and went to the magic table. I'm sorry.
No, I deserve it. That's exactly what happens. Well, you don't know when you need to give a thigh job. I mean, it can happen. I mean, some guys like that, okay? I don't know.
Oh, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I wrote that on Saturday. I love the Carousel of Progress. It is awesome. It's a great place to get head. But no, I've never done that. Small World. But not that one.
Oh, no.
Haunted Mansion. Oh.
You know what?
Epcot. Big ball.
Okay, let's go. Let's segue into Disney now, then.
Okay, yeah. So I went, and you went, right?
No, I don't do Disney. I don't like Disney.
Really?
Really. I'm a Universal guy. Harry Potter, Marvel.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
The Mummy.
Marvel's owned by Disney now.
Yes.
I know.
That's a weird relationship. Yeah. So at Universal in Orlando, they have a huge Marvel section at Universal, but Universal doesn't own DC, or doesn't own Marvel. Don't they relate to DC or something?
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Warner's. I always confuse
well,
them.
No. Okay, so
but yeah, Marvel
here's a breakdown from someone who used to work at
a theme park. Here we go.
Nameless. So we kind of lease Marvel characters.
Okay.
Well, they lease Marvel. Sorry. I had to go through deprogramming. It's still kind of kicks in sometimes. And so you're just like, okay, well, you know, we'll take this. We'll give you money for X amount of years. And then afterwards, we'll renew a contract.
Right.
Well, when Potter started, like rumors about Potter came, things with Marvel kind of got a little dicey.
Yeah.
And so when the whole like Disney Marvel thing happened, Universal's deciding, okay, well, we'll put all our money in this basket.
Uh-huh.
We'll still have these characters, but now we don't have exclusivity.
Okay.
So eventually I heard rumors that they're going to have to get rid of, like, Marvel characters.
I would
because
think.
Because they're just not going to have them.
Yeah.
They just refurbish it and make them DC characters.
Which
I read,
that'd be cool.
Thinking about doing.
I read something about how Disney is just going to let Universal keep Marvel, they keep having those characters and those rides. You're not going to take them anywhere because Disney gets to collect a check.
This is true.
From their competitor, from the direct competitor in Orlando. But in other places, like in Disneyland in California, Disney's going to, like, there's like the World of Tomorrow exhibit or something like that, all this futuristic stuff. They're now changing that to, I heard a rumor about this, to like the Stark Expo of Tomorrow.
Ooh.
With Iron Man.
That'd be
so
cool.
Going through the shops at Disney, I went there not too long ago and seeing all the Avengers stuff.
Thor display you see in Norway.
Yeah.
They have a Thor display in Norway?
Yes.
No shit.
No.
I haven't been there forever. Wow.
You know, and I do love riding the Maelstrom. Mm.
That's what I
called him. Then he left
Stop.
Me.
This is troll country.
He was supposed to love me.
Effie.
Is that what you called Dale's penis? The Maelstrom?
Really, bitch?
Oh. I'm sorry.
Really?
I had to take one. I just had to. You know? I knew.
I heard you take a lot. And then some. Does your husband know? Moving on, ladies.
So, Disney.
Yeah, no, Disney was good. I mean, every year it's the same thing. Lots of people in red shirts. Although, I think a lot of people have kind of abandoned the red shirt thing. I'll go back and forth. I'll wear like a pink shirt, or I'll wear like a nerdy
Wasn't
kind
that
of shirt.
One year you did all the lanterns?
Yes,
right?
We did the Rainbow Lantern Corps one year. And
what?
I think, yeah, I have a picture. I'll show you.
I want to do that. I would really go just to do that.
We could do that if we all went one year, because I mean the shirts are still going to be around. And I think with the DC reboot, they're still keeping all the colorful lanterns.
Yeah,
so.
I mean they make it prominent in the Abin Sur.
Yeah,
things still happen.
Yeah. So yeah, but Disney was fine. Let's I don't want to. I mean, Disney's great. Go see it. Let us move on though, because in fact, we just mentioned Abin Sur. Let's talk about Green Lantern Emerald Knights, which is the new direct to movie, direct to anime. What the hell do they call that? Like,
it's direct to DVD.
There you go. Direct to video anime thing. So, Josh,
I personally really liked it.
Yeah,
I thought because they've done a lot did this with some other properties. The first time I remember seeing it was like the Animatrix, what they did for the Matrix, yes. like six or seven like different shorts.
Yeah.
And I did not like that at all. Then they did it for Batman. Yep. They did. It was called Gotham Knights. Mm-hmm. Gotham Knight.
It came out right around the time. That
yeah,
the
same as
Dark Knight.
As Dark, exactly.
Out.
Yeah. And I thought that was really bad. They had all these like different interpretations. Was, one, he was like this ghostly monster thing. Another one, he was like an Iron Man type like bat robot.
Right.
It was just all over the place and inconsistent. But this one had instead of just six completely separate stories with nothing tying them together, it was Hal Jordan talking to Ariza, mm-hmm. who's and this was a rookie Green Lantern. He was telling all these stories, so they'd go through. They had the like, initial conflict, like this big monster thing was coming out of
Krona,
the sun. Yeah, Krona, and then he went and he, like told the story of flashback. Like, for, what was the first?
The
one?
Origin of the lantern.
The
like
origin
the
of
very
the lantern.
First lantern.
Yeah, the very first
which
lantern.
Which was a whole new story.
Yeah,
I was just gonna ask because I didn't read Lantern. Was that true?
Is it's
that
a whole
never
new thing.
I
had
heard
did.
About that. That
it's based on some of the stuff they've already talked about in the books, but
yeah.
from what I read, it's a brand new thing.
Yeah, that was cool to see like the first construct to get made, and that was really I really like enjoyed that one. There was another one where it was like that warrior prince. Princess, girl.
Lucy
Lara,
the purple skin, red hair.
She's samurai. Yeah, that was very like samurai Japanese.
I mean, that was a little like the fights were a little long.
That was the boring one for me.
Yeah.
For me. Now I know somebody fell asleep when they did the Mogo section.
Oh my god, I passed.
Oh, but the Mogo was at that classic Alan Moore tale. I thought
I really loved it. Bufunga or something.
Yeah,
the Unrelenting.
That just sounded like Asian Disney.
Voiced by Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper.
Oh, I thought that sounded familiar.
Yep, that's who did the voice.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
That
the
Abinsur Atrocitus story was good.
That was, Atrocitus looked pretty cool.
You liked his design? I actually like him more in the books than what they did.
They
kind of
toned
him down, But they teased the Sinestro Corps idea because he's like predicting the future. And
Ariza even talked about like Blackest Night too. She's like, is this the Blackest Night? He's like, no, this is the Dawn.
I was like,
oh.
She's the one who came up with the how to stop it. That I didn't buy.
What?
This little rookie.
Well, we just throw the planet at it.
All these lanterns are there, and she comes up.
I was shocked that they could just dispose of Oa that quickly. Like, okay, there, it's evacuated, but all right, let's just tuck.
I know. And then at the end, they just, like a throwaway line, like, we're going to rebuild it.
I was like, what's a planet?
But,
I mean, the Guardians are powerful, but I mean, that was shocking.
Kilowog. The Kilowog. I thought
Kilowog
that was really good.
I remember that in the Tales of the Corps from the Blackest Night.
Exactly.
I loved that story. I think it was a Tomasi story, and they did a really good job with it.
They changed a few things, I think.
Oh, I'm sure,
But it was good. But the drill instructor,
I can't think of his name.
It's hard. I don't remember either, but you know, there's something to be said about constructs. One of my biggest gripe with the Justice League, John Stewart, that cartoon series, was that every time he used his powers, like 9 times out of 10, he just shot a laser beam. And this one, we saw a lot of really creative constructs, and I saw one that I'd never seen before in the comics or in anything ever, and was the drill instructor turned his constructs were like crystals, so like a giant laser got shot at him, he like refracted it off and he used that like against his enemies.
That's
and I thought
slick.
That was really brilliant, and it showed like how different people use the constructs. It was great. I thought it was great.
I think overall it's probably one of the stronger of the DC animated ones. I still think All-Star Superman is my favorite.
Yeah,
I just saw that. We should talk about that too. I saw that the other day.
And we're going to talk about the DC reboot in a minute, which involves Grant Morrison getting a Superman title.
I know, poor
which
Superman.
I'm stabbing you with my eyes right now.
It's going to be a 10-year run I have to read.
You,
I'm sorry. I love Grant Morrison, but you have to be on for the long haul.
Well,
you have to have a good 5 years invested with him.
I hope he does. He has with Batman.
Yeah.
But you have to read it to like look how
You're
took,
saying,
you know
okay,
what I mean?
yeah.
To understand everything that he's been writing. And it will make sense now, and I think it's brilliant.
Right.
Same thing with his new X-Men. But you gotta be
he's like
the long
he's like Hickman. He does the long game, and that's cool because there's a lot of writers that don't. You know,
I was reading. I think it was something you posted, Brian, and I was reading about Grant Morrison. He's like, I'm really proud that I could do this Batman run. I've been doing it for like the past 6 years, and he's like, and now for the final installment of my 11-part conclusion to my Batman run.
Yeah, I guess because Batman, we'll get to the reboot.
Well, maybe we should just talk about it right now. Let's just dive into it.
We can do that. We're talking about it anyway. So Batman Incorporated was one of the titles not on the list of the 52.
Well, wait.
2012.
Right.
Let's recap really quick.
Yes, good idea.
Go ahead.
All right. So DC has done this before, but they are doing a major relaunch of every title that they are keeping, and they're canceling a bunch of titles, and they're adding a bunch of new titles. So they're basically in, what is it going to be, September?
September.
All new number ones across the board, 52 of them. And what they've shaken up creative teams, like they've moved, you know, like Cornell's off Action Comics, and now Morrison's on there. They've brought in a bunch of 90s era writers like Scott Lobdell and Rob Liefeld. I know, right? He's getting the Hawk and Dove series. Yeah.
Well,
so,
they were throwaways.
And as an artist point of view, Jared, to me, he's like the one artist that doesn't. How did I say
evolve?
It? Evolve
doesn't
or...
improve.
Well, I don't know. See, I think of Rob Liefeld as like Stan Lee is now, where he's just gone. But yeah. You know, everyone still kind of lets him do his thing because it's Stan Lee.
Yeah,
and Rob Liefeld has that reputation of just it's. You got to give it to them.
I guess. Right. Thin ankles and shoulder pads.
No, it's mountains that cover up the feet.
Oh, mountains that cover the feet. So, okay, so let's talk about the mechanics of this.
And then also, yeah. It's worth noting, which I think is the whole reason they're doing this, is starting in September, every single issue will be available in store and online the same day.
Yep.
Which is...
Huge.
And I think it's actually very admirable the way they're going about it. Because Marvel, when they initially went online, it was sort of just an unglorious thing. It's like a little at a time, and they don't have day and date comic books.
Don't.
But for DC to do that and to correlate that with getting all new number ones to get new readers in, I think that's great. It's a way to do it.
They're also doing it differently than other publishers because they're working out a deal where if you buy the book – and you get a code, like you pay more and you get the code, you can unlock the issue. I don't know. Eric, do you know about this?
Yeah, I've heard about
that,
too.
I've been wondering. It sounds a lot like what Diamond proposed way back as their way of doing, like, digital comics through the retailers. And so I'm wondering if DC is going to use that or Comixology or what system. Because they haven't said, as far as I know.
Well, I do know that we've been, Aaron and Jason, they were talking with Diamond, the higher-ups, and they were trying to find out a way of, if you come into our shop, you pay, like, you have a choice now. You can get the 52 issues paper, or we'll download it for you, and we give you a copy. We'll give you the codes for it.
Right.
So you're still not screwing the retailer.
Right.
You're still coming to us, but you'll walk away with a digital code, or you'll walk away with that.
Well, and DC's going to do this, because for, like, all the issues, I believe, maybe just Justice League, but I think it's all of them, I think for $4.99, you get both the physical and the digital.
See, and I think overall, I'm really excited about this, because my DC is kind of weak. I don't perish the thought. And I grew up with Marvel. I love Marvel.
Right.
Marvel has issues galore.
Yeah.
And DC, I think it's that whole, like, dichotomy that we have. They're, like, DC fanboys and Marvel fanboys, and then you have, the rare breed that likes both.
Mm-hmm.
But I think DC's doing something for the ones who want to come over, but they just don't know. Because, like, I read, Green Lantern Rebirth? Mm-hmm. I read Rebirth. Totally fucking confused the hell out of me.
Really?
Red Secret Origin? I'm just like, okay, now I get this. Because it was like a relaunch. I'm like, I get this now.
Yeah.
And I think it's for us, but it's also for the diehard reader who just needs something new.
Well, it's also like when I started really reading DC and getting all the issues was the original Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Uh-huh.
When they took 52 Earths and we have one. So I read the new Superman. I read the relaunch of Wonder.
So this was the same thing they did then.
What they're doing, and I just look at it another generation. The people who are all like butthurt about it is my generation.
Did you just say butthurt?
I think you did.
Well, we're gay, aren't we?
So it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah,
I'm confused.
I think it's a good thing. It's something different. You know, that people can like it, and they can always change it back if it doesn't work, they could change.
Well, from what I've understood, they kind of took the Geoff Johnsification of Green Lantern and Flash, where they did kind of a relaunch, where he did a bit of a retcon with, like, Flash and killing off the mom, and they're going to do that with the whole DC universe now. So that same idea, the whole DC, keep what works, retcon out what doesn't. So Hawkman, much less confusing probably after this, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, if they do it right, then they'll be great. And it will give a lot of people a chance to jump on. New readers, too, not just – because they're promoting this on TV, I believe. I mean,
that's what I heard.
Not that that's going to be successful, I don't think, because it's like, okay, really? You know people don't watch commercials anymore, right?
Yeah.
People skip it. But, I mean, they're going to probably do a full blitz marketing thing for this. By doing day-and-date digital, I mean, they're trying to go after the younger readers that are doing the iTunes or right. where, however they get in the comics.
iPad,
yeah. So, I mean, my biggest concern are the creators because they have so many titles that have people like Scott Lobdell, who pretty much killed the X-Men in the 90s by all of his crazy crap he wrote. And
he's, which book is he doing again?
Teen Titans.
The Teen Titans, that's it.
And Superboy. See, that kills me.
Superman by George Perez. I mean, the man's brilliant. I have to give it up to him.
I don't like the look at all.
But yeah, I mean, it's dated.
Yes.
It's dated. It looks... You know, I want to see now the Jim Lee version of this costume.
Well, did you see the Rags Morales cover for Action?
Yeah. Oh, that was well, hot.
That was awesome. That was hot. Rags is amazing.
Which one's that? Is that the farmer one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
Yeah.
It was very hot. I was.
And, are you talking about the one with the red belt that you don't like? And the no underwear?
And the boots. You know, underwear.
No
and then
underwear.
The boots. Like, he's got, like, these armored boots now.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think Supergirl looks great.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
her. I like Supergirl's outfit.
It was great.
Superboy? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that was more of a metaphorical picture. The one where he was, like, this alien robot.
Yeah.
Gross right. clone
but
lab
Titan,
experiment
but he
thing.
Has a barcode Superman.
Yeah. Underwear,
so that's why I'm
oh,
weird.
That was... Oh, speaking of that... So, someone was talking to me last night. I forget who it was. They were talking about how...
Before or after?
Coitus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to class it up. I was just going to make
coitus
it up.
Coitus is classy.
Well, yeah, but I was going to just make
well, it maybe you should just be quiet and let me talk.
That's usually what people say. I don't want to do this anymore. Just shut up.
Anyways... what was I saying? Oh, Tim Drake is now Red Robin of the Teen Titans and Superboy. His costume, he's like got this, was it like a tank top kind of thing and this like, and that tattoo and
the cape is not
like,
a cape.
It's like taped to him.
Like, that was like.
Really weird, but the look is very, and
is
someone, someone also pointed out to me. Someone also pointed out to me that Tim Drake has never had sex with a girl or no relationships has ever worked out with him.
Oh.
And so we see that Superboy and when Superboy died that one time, like
Was it you and I talking about it?
I don't know. Someone else last night at the shop, but like Tim Drake, when his girlfriend dies or whatever, he's just like, oh no. And yeah, when what's his fate? When Superboy dies, he like was crying and screaming and built a memorial for him. Yeah. So they're clearly gay lovers, and that's going to come out.
He's at least in love with him.
I think. I feel like they could be gay lovers. That could be a little retcon.
See, and this is cool about the 52 things. Have you seen all the Minority and kind of like Midnighter and Apollo?
I love that and Martian Man.
I am
the three
stoked.
Of them.
They are my favorite couple in all
it's
comics.
Superman, Batman, the couple.
And they're in the main DC
they're
continuity
bringing
now?
Wildstorm Grifter's coming
over. That's awesome.
Over.
So cool.
The Static, what's the...
Static Shock?
Yeah, he's in it. So the Milestone guys are coming in.
Well,
they have
just,
titles.
I just see him from that.
I thought there was one more.
And
then
there's a girl on the Titans that... I don't know who she's from, that bug girl.
What?
She looks like a little... Like a bug on the corner. It's B-U-G-G.
I have no idea.
I don't know who she is, where she comes from.
Huh. Well, there are a lot of exciting creators like Morrison. Jeff Lemire is going to be writing Frankenstein, who he's writing right now in Flashpoint. Love that. He's awesome. Who else did I see I was excited about?
I'll hold that thought.
Cornell. Cornell's the one. I love Cornell. Paul, he's writing the Midnighter. It's basically Stormwatch.
Right.
Even though it's really planetary.
Question. Actually, did you notice that Green Lantern didn't really change at all?
Well,
which I really liked.
So they're taking what works, and I guess that's the Jeff Johns stuff.
Well, I think there's four Green Lantern titles. There's normal Green Lantern. There's are they keeping Emerald Warriors?
No. Tales of the Core. They're doing a Core title.
Oh, they're in Core?
They're doing a Rainbow Core title.
No, which is, the New Guardians is called.
And Red Lanterns with Milligan.
And then Red Lantern.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a... like not a lot was not a lot to talk about there, but I think that's like a good thing.
They know it's working, and you know, again, they'll clean up what they need to. But Flash is interesting because there will be a Flash title. I assume it's Barry based on what Manipul has said, and he's actually the writer and the artist. He and another guy are sharing. So there's a couple places where there's writers like artists like Ethan Van Sciver on Firestorm.
That looks kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean, he's an artist who's wanted to be a writer for a while and has said that very publicly on podcasts and whatever. And he's going to be a co-writer with Gail Simone, and they're using a different artist. So there's a lot of that.
Yeah, she's going to be doing the new Batgirl.
Ah!
Yay! Kill Stephanie Brown.
So, oh wait, can we talk about that for a second?
Do you think they're
going to
kill him?
I don't care. Get rid of Stephanie Brown.
I love Stephanie Brown.
Can we talk about Oracle getting out of her wheelchair?
Yeah, I don't know how.
I read the most heartfelt article. I wish I could remember the girl's name who wrote it. Uh-huh. I think it was on iFanboy, or okay. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But she was talking about how she, when she heard that news, she cried because the girl who wrote this
she's in a
blog
wheelchair.
Post, she was a redhead in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And she pointed out that like Batman became Batman because his parents were killed, and same thing with like Robin became Robin because of that. They had a reason to pick up the Bat mantle, you know?
Right.
But Batgirl, she was like, oh, I want to follow my father's footsteps, and oh, I like Batman, you know? She never had a reason. She did have a reason to become Oracle, to get back up and continue fighting despite her disability.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like very strong. And for them to just like take that away, that she's the only disabled superhero that I can think of.
Well, she doesn't get so butthurt about Professor Xavier walking, not walking.
No, she even said that. Mm-hmm. Like, she even pointed out, like in the X movies, you know, when they go to visit Jean Grey, they don't show how the trouble like, Xavier has to go through to like get his wheelchair out of the van. You know, they don't. They don't, like, touch on those things. And so that she was a much stronger Oracle than she ever was Batgirl. Yeah. And now, like, the character might fall flat again because she has no reason to be who she is.
Well, maybe they're going to pull up Aquaman. You know, like, oh, I'm walking, and your legs are gone.
Oh.
But now, who is going to be that Oracle? Is Batman going to take up the reins of being the central point of DC again?
Well, we're getting rid of Tim, or a Dick as Batman.
He's back to Nightwing. Or like a red, evil-looking Nightwing.
Yeah.
It's like Batman Beyond costume.
No.
Kind of, actually.
Damn, Batman Beyond. Again.
Yeah. which I'm kind of bummed, because I really like the Dick Batman. I really like that.
I did too. I like the Batman and Robin with him and Damian.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Bruce and Damian.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting.
Father and son.
I want to see Bruce's backslap.
Yeah. Red Hood is getting a title with Red Hood and the Outsiders, which is interesting.
Seems like a Titans, because it has Starfire and Arsenal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
And just to notice, I'd like to point out that he went from being Red Hood, Jason Todd, a horribly hated, despised character, to people, he's popular now. People like him.
Because the movie followed the book, and that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
He's on a journey, and I think people like to see that redemption kind of thing. And
yeah, it's a big turnaround.
Presumably that's what's happening.
It's very few characters that get that kind of turnaround.
Did you see the Batwing title? The African Batman?
Yeah.
Not the African American.
No.
Not the somebody in the media said African American Batman.
Yeah,
I'm like
Batman.
Laughing. He's an African
Batman. Right?
He's an African Batman. That's got to be.
So wait, I guess they're gonna.
We're all looking at Orla like so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So.
Oh God!
Speak for your people.
You know, honestly, I like Batman. I don't read a lot of like other Batman titles.
Mm-hmm.
Will I pick it up? Maybe
just to try it.
Yeah, because with all the reboots coming, like I might as well.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, I know they're just gonna kill him off anyway.
I know.
But the gay point of view, the costume's horrible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the costume. They did this in Morrison's thing. It's weird.
He reminds me of one of the, like, the actual, like, Batwing.
Black Lightning.
Oh, well,
Black Lightning, yes, exactly.
Oh, it looks like an action figure, like a Batwing.
So he's got like, this silver kind of armor. He's got a blue kind of accent thing going, a blue bat symbol on his chest.
And then traditional purple that black people all love.
Oh, yeah, that's like a purple. Yeah. That's kind of racist,
I'm just going to shake
sorry.
My head now.
I'm sorry.
Fucking
I'm
bitches. Sorry. All of these fucking bitches.
And he's got, like, these black, like, wings that are kind of, like, piecemeal separate. I don't know. It's weird. And
this is absurd.
Helicopters behind him in the pyramid, so you know it's Africa. So yeah, that's Judd Winnick. So that's the only reason there might be it might be okay. Swamp Thing's coming back. Animal Man's coming back by Jeff Lemire. I'm excited about that one.
Animal Man seems kind of cool.
Yeah, I love the Morrison, of course.
I don't understand the whole Dark Justice League. Dark.
Yeah, that's like the magic users.
Yeah, it's the magic team.
Justice League magic
now has fishnets on her arms.
Which is bullshit, by the way. I'm just like. Ugh.
Whatever.
Demon Knights. That one's kind of odd. It's like,
wait, who else is in Justice League Dark?
It's Etrigan. We got Estrogen? Dead Man. No, Etrigan.
Wait, somebody thinks the girl in all black might be Donna. I think Donna's gone from this.
Really? Think you think she's going
to
be just?
I'm hoping that just to.
It's confusing.
So people like me don't get upset that they just make her an Amazon. Somebody yeah. trained, like, take the place of Artemis.
Right. Yeah, yeah, do
Artemis
something.
Artemis is to Diana and take that place.
Clean that up, you know?
Now, is Dr. Fate in this lineup here?
I don't know if Dr. Fate is, but Constantine's in there.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen Dr. Fate. He's one of my favorite characters of all time.
He's a Justice Society guy.
Nothing with Justice Society.
That is a damn shame, and you're right. I forgot about that. That is sad.
You know, it's funny that you love
the old one,
Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
And I love Dr. Strange. Yet we're diametrically opposed. You want to know why? Because you're a fucking bitch. That's why, Q.
Wow. I want to see Wonder Woman again. I just love that costume.
Yeah, so what's the deal with the Wonder Woman costume? They're kind of keeping
It's staying the one that they changed to, and except for the gold, it's now silver.
Yeah, they're zhuzhing it up a little bit, but it's still pretty much the same one. And I'm excited, too.
Did everyone see the Justice League where they all have, like, that V on their neck, and we're wearing, like, collars? Like, Superman's got a collar now.
I did not care for that.
That's
whatsoever.
On his, on the one George Perez drew.
Oh.
You know, too. So I don't know if that's just their new costumes and they're just updating. I think Wonder Woman looks fantastic.
No, it's Cliff Chang.
I hate that artwork.
I love his. What?
Yeah, you love it? Is that what you're ready to say?
I love Cliff Chang.
I can't. Ig.
It's got lovely, like, cartooning.
Why does she have the chokers? Are we back to, like, what was that, the 90s? Yeah, like her bondage phase?
Well, this is what people are saying. It's like a return to the 90s. You got Bob Harris, who was the Marvel editor during the 90s boom. You've got, like, people like Lobdell and Liefeld coming back. There was a whole thing on Bleeding Cool about this. You see a rise in the speculation market now. I mean, there's just things that were in the 90s are coming back, and it's kind of scary. And,
all right, anybody take, you know, bets how long until everything gets...
Well, there's a Deadpool.
Superman's back.
There's a Deadpool for, not like the Marvel Deadpool, but like a, you know, which title's going to get canceled first?
Yeah.
A Deathpool.
Hawking Dove.
I hope.
I also wanted to mention, I think it's called I, Vampire. Is that what it's called? I don't know what it's about or anything like that. It's one of the more obscure ones that you're just kind of launching along with this, I think.
Uh-huh.
But it's written by Joshua Fielkov, who wrote Echoes, which came out this year, and Tumor and Elk's Run.
Oh yeah,
Echoes. That's one.
Yeah, and he did that Marvel Girl one shot for Marvel. He's a great writer, so I'm really excited to see what comes out of that.
Yeah, so they have a few up and coming writers.
Well,
like,
a lot of people thought the I, Vampire was stemming out of I, Zombie. A different take on it completely. Like, he's supposedly part of the DC universe, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things coming back, like Shade the Changing Man, I think, is going to come back in some form. OMAC.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That
which looks very
actually.
Kirby-esque, the cover.
Deathstroke?
Yeah.
He looks...
Oh, my God.
Like a 90s action figure. Like,
well, instead of being, you know, Deadpool was the ripple, now he looks like Cable.
Yes. That's a great point.
He looks more menacing than he used to, but...
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Cable, did you... Let's just jump from this, because we could spend all day.
Yeah.
Did you, in Doctor Who... We'll talk a little bit about that.
We're in TV now?
The latest episode was the mid-season break, because they're doing like a half season. And did you pick up on the sort of Cable-esque-ness of the River Song character?
Yeah.
The River Dance character?
No.
Yes.
I hate you. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
Doctor Who, if you don't know it by now, you suck.
Yes. And we will be doing the Doctor Who off. Somebody else really wants to see that.
Maybe tell people who want to watch it what episode we should start with that might stir some interest.
The problem is with Doctor Who is...
Yeah, see, once you start, that's not
going to... No.
Season 5 of the new series, episode 1, start there.
Yeah, we you
the 11th
there.
Hour Thank is you, the bro. Perfect place
you're
to
start. You're right, you're right.
It explains everything you need to know, and you're right on for the journey.
And if you ever want to go back... Then,
yeah, there's tons of stuff to go back to,
right? But
you don't
a good
need
place
to.
That I could just jump
absolutely, and it's on Netflix.
I watched last podcast we talked about Neil Gaiman episode.
Right,
I really liked it.
You did like.
Yeah, because I hadn't gotten to see it yet. I thought it was super sweet. I thought it was touching. Like I missed it up a little bit.
Did you get a little teary at the end?
Yeah.
If there's anything Oral likes, it's something super sweet and touching.
Oh God, I just had a flashback to a repressed memory. I thought I went to Disneyland. Damn it. No, really, really enjoyed it. But like she's Cable.
So let me just, we're gonna spoil this because
that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Doctor No, Rivers, please don't.
Soul, oh, I don't God. Care.
Oh. So River Song, I don't know if you've heard us mention her name.
Not River Dance.
Played by Alex Kingston.
Alex Kingston from ER. If you saw her, you'd know. She plays this character who you meet like back three years ago in like an earlier season.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows the doctor being the time traveler guy, right? The main character. But the doctor doesn't know her.
And it's really great because the episode that we meet her in, it's like a two-part episode.
Two-parter.
And question, she dies.
I am completely confused.
Okay, did you see the time traveler's wife?
No.
Okay. Do you know how time travel works?
I'm Jean Grey, yes.
Exactly. So if you met somebody before they met you, like if you knew who they were but they didn't know you, you're going kind of reverse. I'm using my hands here. I know I shouldn't. But you're going like in opposite directions in your timeline.
Yeah, so she starts from Z. He starts from A. She starts from Z.
Don't get math involved. We're going to lose them.
No. And they're slowly, like, every time they meet. Oh, gosh. I'll put it to you this way. Every time they meet.
So Rivet Dance.
Son of a bitch.
Use it in gay terms.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you meet somebody at a club, but you were in a K-hole the first time you guys actually met.
Okay.
And you proceeded to go on this, like, 60-year binge.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of like The Notebook, where they go back and they're saying, hey, this is what happened. He's like, oh, this is really new for me. I'm experiencing this for the first time. But as you keep going, you're going to reach the point where you have nothing else to say. And they're reaching the point where, hey, I just met you for the first time.
But we're in a K-hole. What are we saying to each other?
Anyway? Oh, no, you're in the K-hole. They're fine.
What's a K-hole?
I think it's a drug.
Don't act like you don't know.
It's a drug thing. I don't get it.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't know.
Popping oxys.
I don't know.
I'm not hip with the drug culture. Anyway, so River Song.
I don't just put anything in my mouth.
She is Cable.
That's
like
not
you.
What I heard from 67 Cable. Men last night.
67 men? You were with all 67 men last night?
No. I was doing my mission work at the soup.
Whoa.
No,
on your knees?
Cigars. Quote, unquote.
Oh, you had a nice long cigar, were you now?
Giving out
you
cigars
were smoking?
For your mission work.
You were smoking?
Back to Dr. Hill.
River Song is Cable. Cable, you remember what happened. They had the kid, Madeline and Scott.
Right.
They
threw him in the future.
In the future.
Because he had the technovirus.
And he came back as an adult.
Right.
Same idea here. There's a character, two characters in the show, Doctor Who, that are husband and wife. They have a kid named Melody Pond, okay? That kid gets basically lost in time, comes back as an adult, and her name is River Song. She's Cable.
Oh. No. And it's like... We saw it.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Oh,
it was really well done. It was great. I was interested in the entire time. I really liked the whole like patchwork stitching together of the Doctor's army.
Yes,
and just.
So the Doctor has defeated so many races over the years.
I understand,
right?
Brian has to explain everything to us.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not looking at Oral.
Thank
I know he
Brian.
Knows this. But no, the Doctor's defeated all his enemies. He actually somehow, for this one thing, he's going up against a really tough army of clerics, of Catholic priests, basically. Yeah. And he
Headless
needs an
monks.
Army to help fight the army. So he goes to all his enemies and says, okay, I beat you so many times that I'm basically going to ask you for a favor.
Yeah, he's calling in his debt.
Because you owe me, because you've ruined the universe. I've beat you, he threatens some of them, whatever. And so he comes at these clerics with, like, a Centauran, who's this, like, warrior, but he's a nurse. which is kind of odd.
And then the reptilians who are like...
These little, like, earth reptilians from underneath the crust, that kind of thing. He brings them. Lesbians.
Yeah, lesbians.
Which is pretty cool.
I really like that.
There were gay characters in this episode. There was a fat guy and a thin guy, and they were both priests or clerics.
No, no, they're just part... One becomes a headless monk.
Well, there's that too. But anyway, but there's gay characters.
A headless monk?
Yeah, it was...
Where's the fun in that?
It was kind of weird.
And then the lesbians? What's the fun in that?
Yeah. Well, she got a good tongue. She got a long tongue.
Yeah.
That's why. What is that going to do for me?
Funny. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Joke? That was
yes.
the most disgusting joke Doctor Who has ever done.
They sneak
laughing.
In these little adult references, and one of them is this lesbian reptile chick, and I forgot what she says, but she sticks her tongue out.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you know, he's like, oh, one of those human emotions. I don't know why you put up with me. And this guy's trying to sneak away to call, like, to set off an alarm. She snaps her head back and just... shoots its really long tongue across the across the bay.
Knocks him out with it.
Knocks him out. And
then they look at each other and go, oh. You know, kind of like knowingly, like, oh, that's why.
Ew.
Yeah, no, it's totally lesbian. But
I loved it. There were just so many great moments. So we all, I think, Oral and I love Doctor Who. We're hoping maybe, you know.
One day. If you sit down and watch it with us, you'll really enjoy it. Because...
Well, we won't ruin it for you. We promise.
Yeah, no. A lot of what you see and we all love in movies and comic books, it's just crammed into Doctor Who.
It really is.
And it's been done so well. There are some episodes where you're just like, nah, I don't know. It's not my favorite.
The Pirates.
Yeah. Mm. But there are some episodes where you're just like, to this day, Sonic Screwdriver to the heart.
Yeah, we should give it a chance.
Someday.
Yeah.
Someday. Well, we'll move on.
No, I feel you. No, because I always want other people.
Oh, okay.
I always want other people to...
It doesn't vibrate. You know that, right?
No, I know. That's fine.
Oh, but I do want to mention this before we move on. I have an idea for a tattoo. My God. So...
I'm sorry.
They need to make that as a sex toy. I want to get a tattoo. Did I tell you this already? I told somebody, I think. I want to get a TARDIS on my leg.
Oh, that's neat.
I've never had an idea for a tattoo that I've been that excited about.
A Tauros?
No.
TARDIS.
Like a Pokemon?
You know what a TARDIS is.
That Pokemon?
A little blue box.
A telephone
box. Oh.
Goddamn telephone.
Look, bitch, it's a police box. It's totally different.
What does the actual TARDIS stand for?
I'll take this.
Go for it.
It's time and relative dimensions in space.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay,
and on our Doctor Who off, that probably won't be a question.
No, that won't be a question.
That's too easy.
Had to keep it going. Great. Thanks, Darren.
Now, if you are listening to this and you love Doctor Who, please check out Triforce Mike's Doctor Who episode because it was great. He had a whole episode about Doctor Who. It was fantastic. So. Let's talk about Game of Thrones because some of us are watching that.
And, love it.
Tried it.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like it?
It did. The first episode didn't grab me, but I didn't continue.
You got to get to this one character who's gay and they show his junk. That's a good episode. They're shaving each other.
Well,
it's awesome.
The one that kind of like frequented like.
Did you get that far?
I don't think I got that far.
You didn't like that?
Oh yeah, they're the incestuous. The Lannisters.
Oh, the Lannisters.
Yeah, the Lannisters are fucking.
Caligula.
I haven't read the books yet. I'm working on them. I'm like halfway through the first book. The Lannister family, which they're just like kind of not the bad guys because it's more complicated, but they are ruthless bitches.
No,
really?
And they're
ruthless.
Rich as all hell.
Rich,
but they're so
ruthless.
Pretty,
oh yeah.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Which is actually a plot point, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
You didn't get to the part. It's Renly. Is it Renly?
Renly, yeah.
Who's the king, King Robert of House Baratheon or something?
Baratheon.
Baratheon.
Like that.
It's his younger brother. And he's this really cute. I love him. He's got this beard. And he's gay for this knight who's very
the knight
pretty.
Of flowers, Loras.
Knight of flowers, and there's a scene where they're shaving. Like I think it's the knight shaving his chest.
Yeah, like
something.
The bathtub.
What episode is this?
I think it's like two or three ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know I'm right on the cusp of that.
It is.
I think I'm like halfway through.
And it's funny because in the book they did not.
Yeah.
They sort of hinted at it, and they do that in the series too. It's a little more blatant,
right?
But they did not have like a bathtub shaving scene.
Uh-huh.
you know, that ended in oral sex.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But it's very blatant.
See, it's got a little bit of everything. In the last episode I watched, a girl showed off her cooch. I mean, it was very.
Because that's what I've been enticing.
Yeah,
it's a little bit for everybody, though. It's a little. It's
yeah, for our straight listeners.
Exactly. A buffet, really.
Yeah.
Boy.
No, yeah.
Straight boy.
I think there's been a penis in the past two episodes.
Yeah,
too.
I heard that last week's there was some penis.
Yeah, there was a little penis. Not cute penis,
like,
though.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, not attractive. Not like the one where that guy, they showed, who's that guy? He has a butter face. He's really ugly face, but hot body.
Who are you talking
about? Having sex with the whore, and then he like pulled out
Grey
when
John.
He was finished.
Grey John,
yeah. And,
his face is ugly.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was a great episode. Not even just because of that.
So we talked about it before. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, politics, religion, societies.
It's the Sopranos in the medieval.
Or like
time.
Dune, if you're a sci-fi fan.
I would say more Dune.
Right.
I'd say
after
more Dune.
All the magic. Like
It's like thousands of years after magic. Yeah. It's like a post magical world.
I mean, granted, I only watched the first episode, but it was people with the blue eyes. And
there are mystical forces that are possibly someday maybe going to invade.
Right.
So in the books, even now.
Oh, let me just say, in the first book, I think like three magical things happen because it's very subdued, and they more like talk about it and like think back about it.
Right.
And most are afraid to even like admit it. Mm-hmm. But which is one of the highlights of the series, that when you do see something, it's all the more like amazing.
Like Bran, one of the characters who's disabled right now because he got pushed off a tower. Okay. He's having these weird lucid dreams where he's flying.
Yeah, I saw the three-eyed crow.
The three-eyed crow,
yeah,
and he's
crazy.
Seeing things that are actually happening. So he's got some kind of mystical like oracle power. What were you going to say, Jared?
Just talking about the what is the blue-eyed
the White Walkers?
The White Walkers,
not the others, because in the books they're called the others.
Yeah, they're called the others.
They can't call them the others because they're lost now. So they're the White Walkers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, just how they're briefly hinted at the beginning of the first Game of Thrones book, and you know, not much till much later.
Yeah.
But that's.
Yes, oral.
Scream it, Jared.
Speak a little louder. I'm so sorry that I'm so soft.
No, I think you're picking up a lot better than last time.
But this most recent episode, I actually think it was probably the worst episode of the bunch. But all of them, I would probably rate like somewhere between like an 8 or 9 out of 10.
Well, the last one I saw was freaking awesome.
So if this one was like an 8 out of 10, it's and that's the worst, and this series is like amazing. Every episode's been amazing, but I figured this not much happened in the terms of there's like a lot of setup.
Uh-huh.
Like Rob went to go like try and find an army.
Okay.
And
Rob is of House Stark, who are the northern guys.
Yeah, like
right?
the good guys in air quotes.
Right, and he's
no one's really good or bad.
Basically, the Starks are going to go to war with the Lannisters, and there's some bad things happening to the head of the Stark household right now.
Yeah,
and the Lannisters have kind of found their way to take the throne and put their kid. So the brother and sister are fucking, right?
Yeah.
The sister is the queen, married to this other guy, Robert. Mm-hmm. Robert gets killed by a boar, basically. And the sister and Jamie, her brother, have been fucking, and they've actually had all the kids that Robert, the king, thinks are his, are the two brother sisters.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I was watching earlier.
Spoilers!
Yeah.
And I'm just like, honestly, you can't see that none of these kids... None of these kids look like you. Not even a bit.
Right. And he has whores. Like, he has a bastards. There's a whole thing about, you know, your bastard kids. Yeah. And all of his bastards have dark hair.
Exactly.
But all of his kids have blonde hair.
They have those same kind of, like, gray, steelish eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like he does.
But
and then,
they,
like, everyone else is crystal blue.
Isn't inbred? Like, they become deformed and stuff?
In this, they're not. And they make a point of saying that this is actually not uncommon for families to keep their lineage pure. So they keep it in the family.
Something would always be, you know.
It doesn't.
Not necessarily.
No, you can.
Right.
Even, like, I think genetics, you will have potentially normal kids if you do this, but you'll also have a greater chance of having, like,
it's
dwarves.
It's not just physical deformities, it's also mental ones.
You
love that Caligula character so much,
yes,
Eric.
I love
he was
Caligula.
A product of inbreeding.
Yeah.
Really? You like Caligula?
I love Caligula.
Well, I like Malcolm McDowell.
Well, no, the comic book I'm talking about.
Oh,
I mean,
I haven't read
the movie.
I haven't read the book.
That's so disgusting.
Just fantastic.
That comic book. That was by the guy who writes Crossed.
I hate Crossed. I hate that whole thing.
Me too.
I remember when a comic shop used to push the shit out of that.
They still do. They just made a 3D issue, and it's like the first thing they have there when you walk out.
This is what turns people off about comics. They see this crap that's put out, and they think that that's the industry. And it's like, no. These are just the weirdos that can't get published by Marvel and DC anymore. Garth Ennis. And they do this crazy shit that's just anyway.
I mean, there is room for everyone.
Caligula
is based on the actual emperor.
Sure.
But I mean, they just do a supernatural twist to it.
Yeah.
He's possessed opposed to.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah,
okay.
He's possessed by something which we don't know yet. It's only an issue two.
Yeah.
So it's a different. It's nice. It's kind of cool. You know, Cross is just. But,
yes.
Yeah, but Caligula is full of like messed up shit.
Well, yeah, it's Caligula.
Yeah,
and Game of Thrones is equally messed up. But yes.
And that's why I love history so much.
History is pretty fucked
up.
But
now let's talk about the future.
The future of gaming.
Ah!
Oh, there's another thing we're gonna talk about from E3. There's a kissing game. It's a kissing bowling game.
Kissing.
Go on.
Yes. Okay. So, there's a grad student at Georgia Tech, which I really want to go there now because they do this weird shit there all the time. And she made a game, and it was for her friends who were getting married. It was like her student project, but it was also for her friends. And you put like this magnet, a little tiny magnet on the tip of your tongue. You glue it with this. It's going to dissolve eventually, but it's an adhesive, so it sticks on your tongue. And then you put this like – it almost looks like a headphone, like the old school, you know, but with – you put it on your mouth and you use your tongue and your partner does the same thing so that when you're kissing, you're French kissing, the tongues, the magnets are interacting with each other. And they take that data and they feed it into a bowling game.
A bowling game.
It's like, what?
What happens with the data?
Basically, it controls the direction, the velocity of the ball.
So now, if we made it gay and you put the magnet on the tip of your penis.
Exactly. You see the potential here.
I see the potential. And playing bowling at the same time.
Exactly.
Actually, no, I don't think it'd be bowling. It'd be
fencing.
More like shuffleboard.
Can we do tennis?
You guys mentioned this like this is new, you know, news, but you know there are plenty of companies that are trying to take the like the Kinect and all those other motion gaming things and try to, you know, incorporate coitus into
absolutely
it.
And I think this is awesome. I'm very interested in the way this is going to go. There's another guy, Japanese researcher. This isn't E3 related, but the chick did actually take it to E3. This guy made this thing where you're kissing and it moves these little rotors, and another person has these rotors in their mouth, like they're up next to it. And so as you move the rotor, it moves the other side, and it's like you're long distance French kissing. Which is like
weird.
Awkward. Yeah, that would just be weird. I do this thing
where I kiss people, and then I get an erection.
Really?
Really?
That is shocking.
Oral.
And that usually follows. No.
Exactly.
You got it. Hey.
Exactly.
You know, some things are just too easy in life. Like you. I mean, honestly.
No, I'm pretty hard. Let me tell you right now.
Your face has seen more blows than Evander Holyfield's mace. Like, it's... Whoa!
Nice.
And the elephants use your asshole as a slip and slap. I just heard.
Wait, what? I'm confused by that one.
Anyways, what's
elephants,
next on the...
slip and slide.
What's next on the list?
Large. Members.
What's next?
Oh, got
what's
it.
Next
so
on the list there? E3. The Wii U. Let's talk about that immediately.
The screen tablet.
Yeah, there's the controller. It has traditional controller buttons on the sides, but the center is like this very large, like it's like almost like 6.5-inch screen, I think. Yeah.
It's a big Game Gear.
And I heard, and what you can
comparison.
Do is interact with things on the screen. Like you could bring the game from the screen, which is now in like HD. Mm-hmm. The Wii U does HD, and then you bring it onto the screen, and the picture is just as vibrant. It's still just as HD.
So if somebody wants to watch TV, but you're playing a game, you can now just
bring it onto the tablet. Just keep playing. You can do
Zelda.
You can take the map off the screen and put it in front of you and interact with it. You can have your items. Well, it clears up the screen because you can just access your items on the thing. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm not a Wii player. Is that cool for the Wii?
I mean, I'm sorry.
I like playing video games. We could be a vegetable on the couch, not when you have
to interact. It's going to be really interesting because we all remember what happened to Twilight Princess on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's going to be that one title that they're going to sacrifice to get right. the kinks out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's going to be. But once they get the hang of it...
Hopefully it's Luigi's Mansion 2.
Oh,
well, you can also remember that
Twilight...
That
was a good first game.
Twilight Princess was originally for the GameCube. And they just threw it on the Wii. And to swing your sword, you could just do this.
It was terrible. I mean, it was a great game. But the Wii-ification of it was worthless. Some of the things they have... So the tablet has... something to detect motion. So you like the Wii controllers now, you can move it around and do all that stuff. It has a camera, so you can do video conferencing, not like you will
probably.
Well, not
probably, like with the Wii controllers, like you have to move
it. Yeah. It's Nintendo, so.
Now, do you have to move this big thing?
Well, here's the thing.
You don't have to, but some games might want
to. Yeah, some have you like put it above your head, and it's like a dancing kind of thing, and like to the side, and it detects that.
Or a shield, maybe. It's like there's one game where you're holding it up as a shield, and there's arrows falling at you.
But you should also note that they're not getting rid of Wiimotes.
No.
What I heard was that for each Wii U you have, you only have one of these new tablet controllers.
Right.
And then you could have up to four other Wiimotes. There was this one game they were showing where like there were four people with a Wiimote and they controlled like a person on the screen and they were playing like hide and seek, and the person with the tablet was hiding, and the person they could not see what was on the tablet. The tablet had extra information, like all this like a map and everything, so he could run away from these people. So these other four people had to talk to each other verbally and interact like that to help find this person.
See, I see this great
between friends right there.
I see this as being great for party games, because think about with a party game.
This should not happen for Mario Party.
No, it's going to be awful.
You know it will.
Mario Party, I love Mario.
You're gonna have the
Mario
person.
Party causes wars.
You know what? Shout out, Jessica Cam, please. You fucking bitch.
Ooh.
6 years ago, you stole my fucking star. You stole it from me with that goddamn chain chomp. And I know I pushed you in bushes and threatened to cut your bike lines. And I know I pulled your hair, but I want you to know, next time I see you, you're dead. You're dead. Steal a star from me. I'll show you.
Wow.
Give me a hug.
I need a hug. I take Mario Party very seriously.
Evidently.
It's the greatest game for parties ever.
Really? I think Truth or Dare might be better for parties.
Oh, I like playing Never Have I Ever.
I imagine you don't get many of those, so.
What?
So you get drunk pretty
parties?
Quickly. Is that
I go to lots of parties.
No, Never Have I Ever. You'd lose first every time. What have you not?
It's wasted.
What have you not done?
First one on the floor.
Well, unlike half of the Eastern Seaboard, I've never slept with you.
Ooh.
And that'll never happen. And
I thank God for that every day.
Actually, I'm just like, no lesions yet? Oh, I'm good. Ooh. Oh, that's a terrible joke.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ouch. Claws away, girl. So, the Wii U comes out next year, I think they're saying.
Is it 2012? Yeah.
2012. They don't have actual games ready, probably. They don't have actual games, knowing Nintendo, hopefully.
Yeah.
They don't have actual games, really. They're just showing proof of concept so far. But the video they're showing, that's actually the video rendered on the machine, which not all of it was, it looks amazing. I mean, they actually, I think, are going to be the premier platform again, which Nintendo hasn't been, like, graphically and you know for high end gaming, they haven't been that in a while.
Well, they always have. They always did what they did. Like, well, PS3 and Xbox shoved a bunch of hardware. I mean, and PS3 put like a Blu-ray player in there, and their prices were through the roof. And then there was the Wii at $250, and it was the top selling console for I think 4 of the 5 years it's been out.
I think the Nintendo gamble to not just go for the high-end gamers, to go for everybody else.
And they were
great, and they did well with it.
They went for...
My sister does not let her kids play video games. She has 3 kids. But she'll let them play Wii because they interact with it. Because it's still kind of...
Physically,
The Wii Fit, exactly. Nintendo,
family.
Yeah, Nintendo went for not hardcore gamers, and they went for gameplay over better graphics, and it proved to be the better console.
Well, look, the Kinect came along afterwards. They've followed the trend. PlayStation
with the Move,
absolutely.
Yeah. So Nintendo sets the stage, and now, like... Xbox and PS3 just put so much effort into their motion technology, which they put out last year, and now they just probably saw Nintendo's tablet, and they're just like, fuck.
Yeah, well, and it's going after Android, iPad, and those kind of gaming, too, which are huge now. I mean, I play more games on my tablet than I do on my consoles recently. Just because I'm busy and I'm on the road and I have my tablet.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
But now this
iPhone.
The Wii U won't actually, unfortunately, be used outside of the Wii.
Yeah, you have to have the console.
So you have to have the console. So, you know, it's really not going for it in the same way. But I'm excited. I everything Nintendo does, I usually end up buying anyway.
We can also talk about the PS. Is it Vita?
Yeah,
Vita. Life. It means life.
Really?
Yes. And which I heard it has like touch sensors on the front.
Okay.
And then touch sensors on the back as well.
Right, right, right.
Someone was telling me, I think it was Mike Triforce Mike was telling me he was playing a game where there were items in the forefront and the background, and to get those and to get them onto like your plane, like a little big planet, I think it was.
Okay.
You had to like tap the front, and then those items would go to where you needed them, and then you could to get the ones in the back, you would tap the back of the PS Vita, and they would move like accordingly.
Huh.
So there are lots of like really unique, different like gameplay options.
Oral.
Tap it in the front. Tap it in the back.
What?
You look like he's just about to pop.
This would make those little gay flash games a lot more fun.
Oh my god, yeah.
Have you played any of those?
No.
I'll have to show you guys. There's one where you're literally catching sperm in the center by hitting like the space bar, and there's a guy, an anime kind of manga style guy sitting there, and as you build up your meter, eventually you can just on his chest or on his face or wherever. It's a little flash game.
I know a lot of the guys who actually make games like that. They're
really?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
We need a flame on game like that.
Oh, God, I don't have the money for that. I'll see who I can talk to about that.
I see it now.
Cue it. The guy in the middle.
No, cue an oral.
What?
Party bottom pal.
See which one you can.
Oh my god.
See which one you can fill with
two
Morris.
Best friends. Stumble upon a frat party. Hijinks ensue. Followed by trips to the clinic.
Nice. So that could be part of the game. So anyway, so what else? Yeah, oh, PlayStation Rewards. Let's talk about that too, because that's a big thing.
From what I understand, everyone I've talked to, and myself included, there's like five different games you could get for the PS3 itself, just download for free.
Yep.
You could choose from five different ones. You only got two.
Yep.
And I chose Little Big Planet and Infamous, and everyone I know has also played those, because the other one was like one was a kind of like a puzzle shooter game, something, and then another one was like. Like some racing games.
Burnout,
yeah, racing game. And then the last one was, I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the other ones. I mean,
it was like a zombie, like Dead Nation kind of game. And those just seem so like lackluster and like really PlayStation, like you couldn't.
Little Big Planet.
Sony.
I already have
like,
it, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I'd already played Infamous.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny. It's one of those games kind of like Minecraft where you can build up cool things too. So if you're into that, it's fun. But if you're in just straight up console like platform stuff, it's pretty good.
It's
for that.
Co-op.
All right. Did anybody see? Somebody made me see a trailer. I don't know what platform it's coming for, but this zombie game,
Dead Island.
They show you the
trailer backwards. Yeah, that was.
I'm terrified. I'll never.
That
play
was
that.
Pretty
it
pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one.
Oh,
yeah.
it's fantastic. If you are hardcore like. Zombies like Romero, like
or and it's at like a resort. I've never seen a zombie movie. Well, no, I don't think I've ever seen a zombie movie at a resort.
It looks.
I was
phenomenal.
Thinking about that comedy one, but that wasn't zombies, was it?
Shaun of the Dead.
That wasn't at a resort,
no.
Though.
No, no.
So there was
like
another
England.
Comedy. It was by the guys.
You've
Broken
got
Lizard,
red on you.
Broken Lizard. Drunken
oh, that's,
Lizard.
What is it?
Dead Islanders.
Club
Dead
Dread.
Club Dread. Was that a zombie thing?
No.
Okay. Oh, that was just a serial killer. So yeah, I've never seen a zombie game at a resort, and it looks it does. Look
it
amazing.
Looks really. I mean, it starts off as like chaos. And then the more it goes back and back and back until it all starts off with this family going to this resort.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Getting attacked by zombies.
Looks, the graphics
watch that,
look amazing. It looks horrifying.
Yeah.
Now, there was some other... Actually, last year I think it was the best E3 I've ever seen, but this one was so bad. All the coverage I saw, like nothing was really like that interesting. No really good games. Like Halo, they showed Halo 4.
Yeah.
But that was passed on to a different developer and doesn't look quite as good.
I'm
it was
not,
just like a cinematic,
I'm
but
not
it still
about that.
Wasn't that interesting. There was one really good cinematic for... Knights of the Old Republic. Or no, it's called The Old Republic.
It's the new MMO
Star
is
Wars.
Coming out for
Star
Old
Star
Republic.
Wars,
oh
yeah.
My God. And
the trailers
cinematic.
For that by the company is called Blur. They did the same ones for DC Universe Online.
Oh, they did?
These,
okay.
They're these really highly detailed, like really well choreographed, like pure like action trailers.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So,
yeah, I'm
definitely
excited.
Definitely worth checking out. Type in Blur, Star Wars Old Republic, or
company.
DC Universe
so that's
Online.
That's what they do. They just make these trailers.
Yeah, that's what the company does. Company. Yeah, and they're so good. Any Blur trailer is amazing.
But yeah, no, if you have a PlayStation account, and even if you didn't, like, I mean, everybody got hacked, basically, but we don't know what information was taken, but you get two free PS3 games, you get two free PSP games if you have a PSP, which I don't, And you get some other stuff.
You also get a free
download.
Do you?
Yeah, you get free download. And then you also get a free month of PlayStation Plus. And I think if you already had PlayStation Plus, you get 2 free months. And then, that's a rumor. I'm not sure if that's true.
A free month.
Yeah, and then there's one other thing. Oh, then they're also offering, I think, a year free extra security.
Yeah, for your credit, since the... Yeah, so... What were you going to say, Jared?
Oh, nothing.
So, are you satisfied with the PS3 rewards? Like, is that what you wanted? Do you feel that's...
I feel like they give it back, but it's... I mean, I was a hardcore DC Universe player.
Yeah.
And I was playing and playing and playing, and when they took it out from under me... Now I'm like barely
you're over
put
it.
On.
You're over it.
Anything. Yeah. I barely put on the PS3 unless I'm listening to my music because I do like the music.
Oh,
I
okay.
The name of it, but that I love that I could just download anything. But I barely play anymore.
See, I didn't use it much for other than Netflix, and Netflix still worked during that time. So I mean, I was fine.
Yeah, I wasn't affected because the account information that I had with the PlayStation Network was canceled.
Oh.
Before that happened.
Oh well,
so,
then, yeah,
that was fine.
So I mean, I think it's nice you're giving stuff back. I you know. I don't know.
But it's a little too late, especially because
it took
like,
them a long
what,
time.
A month.
Maybe a little bit longer.
I mean, they must have rebuilt that whole damn behind the scenes because they got... I mean, from what I read, they got hacked pretty low level and like they had access to everything.
They arrested those guys who did it.
Spain, they found them?
Right. Yeah. Three guys from the Anonymous.
What was it? Oh, I think they tried to hack
Nintendo. Yeah.
But they're like, we like Nintendo, so we're not going to do anything.
Huh. Wow. So they were affiliated with Anonymous?
That's what I heard. That's the rumor going around.
Yeah. That's the thing about being anonymous. You never know. Right, Oral?
Oral's not anonymous. Oh, please.
G-hole.
He puts it all out there.
What G-hole? I don't do G-holes, thank you very much.
No.
I got weak knees. You know,
are they ashy? Because I have a cure for that.
I don't have ashy.
Back to where we go.
Call back. That's a callback.
Thank you. So yeah, let's talk about the books that we haven't talked about already. We talked about DC Reboot, I think, to death. Green Lantern game. I'm sorry, I skipped something. The Green Lantern game. I haven't played it. Who played
None
it?
None of us have played it.
None of us have played it, so we're just going to say, check it out, because it looks like God of War clone.
I spoke to a few people, and they said they really liked it.
When's Jason getting it? When's the store getting it? Are they going to get it?
I don't know.
I guess when it I mean...
Well, Jason used to get everything, and we'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
Moving on.
Okay, so let's talk about the other books that we've been interested in reading or been reading.
Let's do Fear Itself. Yeah,
okay.
It's so bad.
Let's get that out of the way.
It's not even that it's predictable. The story has no heart. The plot is extremely contrived.
Too much is going on all over the place.
That's true.
You can't focus. There's no through line.
Yeah, the villains are like
Captain America.
The villain was completely absent this entire issue, and he's still like we know nothing about him. He's one dimensional.
Yep.
Sin is there, who's like Scotty, whatever.
Scotty, yeah.
Whatever.
SK.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you can't.
The thing was so predictable of what he.
Yeah. Can we just spoil the ending? Can we spoil the ending?
Oh, no, they killed
Bucky.
But
it didn't really
and it was
look,
so
at first
no
like
point.
They killed him. It didn't look like they killed him, but then I read that he's dead, like because there's gonna be a funeral, and Steve Rogers is gonna take the mantle back up.
It's gonna happen. The movie's coming.
No.
But like the whole thing with the thing when he took that with the hammer with rage or something.
Oh no,
like
no,
that.
it's like he's the breaker of souls.
Like this guy out of nowhere was just blaming him for the death of the Human Torch. Really, really?
Yeah.
No.
You know, I did not buy it.
I love Matt Fraction. This is what breaks my heart because I don't like saying bad things about writers that I like. But I think you are absolutely right. It's just not the event it should be. Now, it is 7 issues. So there is this sort of decompressed sort of thing or there is the time to bring it back around.
Right. Yeah,
Flashpoint is only 5 issues and they're in two so far. They're and I'm two. Still kind of like, what?
I love it.
See, but I really like it.
See, I'm not.
Emperor Aquaman. Oh my God. Did you read Emperor
Aquaman?
Yeah,
I did.
I don't want to say
what happened at the wedding.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to spoil it? Oh, you haven't read it.
I haven't read it. And it's one of the one tie-ins that I want to read.
Okay.
Oh, I won't spoil it. I don't care.
Okay,
go ahead. I didn't read it, but go ahead and tell me. I'm excited to hear.
Okay, so Aquaman and Wonder Woman had to be married for a whole royal thing.
Right.
Mm.
Okay, for Themyscira, for Atlantis. On their wedding day, Aquaman had her mother killed. Hippolyta killed.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
In retaliation, Wonder Woman kills Mira.
Yeah.
The helmet that Wonder Woman wears.
Oh my God!
Crown.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's
fantastic.
That is better.
It is.
It sticks a middle finger up to Aquaman.
Oh.
Our audio, our waveform is very shapely. So, I just didn't like. It's cool. It's interesting, but I didn't care for the writing. Again, Bedard is just not my favorite writer. I just feel like it's very by the numbers. He got the agenda from Jeff Johns or whoever's plotting a thing, and it's like, here's what happened. Now go write it.
Wait.
Feels.
Are you talking about Flashpoint?
Yes.
Emperor.
Well, the Emperor Aquaman tie into Flashpoint.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Now, Flashpoint itself. The second issue was very a lot more of exploring a little bit of the world, but also the Batman, who we know is Thomas, not Dick.
Yeah.
And
Bruce.
Bruce. Yeah. God, Dick Batman, Bruce Batman. Too many Batman. Anyway. And Barry. And the shocking thing at the end, which I was a little shocked because they basically try to recreate the conditions that make him Flash. And it doesn't go so well.
No.
He ends up burned and kind of, either dead or just totally burned. I don't know.
Yeah, he gets effed up pretty
bad.
But, I mean...
But they're sure they show him in the feud that he's
And his ring, because, he has a costume in his ring, is Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Which is something...
Well, that he said is, what's his Zoom?
Zoom, like,
Professor
yeah.
Zoom.
He's just screwing with him.
Right.
Shouldn't Reverse Flash just move really slow?
Or fast in the opposite direction.
Okay. Exactly. Backwards. Yeah. Moonwalks everywhere.
Bizarro Flash.
But,
Bizarro Flash.
Another tie-in that I thought was really good was the Batman Knight of Vengeance
tie-in. That was
excellent. That was by Brian Azzarello, who he has earned...
He's writing Wonder Woman.
Yeah, he has earned such acclaim in my eyes with 100 Bullets and the Joker
he
wrote.
Joker one.
So good that I'll read anything by him. Mm-hmm. He's reached that status.
Yep.
And
the art was good, too.
Oh, it was stunning.
It had this cool, I don't know, sketchy almost quality.
Yeah, was that the same guy who... I think it was the same guy who did 100 Bullets.
It could be. I don't know.
And setup of the new world and, how this Batman kills people. He killed, Scarecrow and Poison Ivy and Hush. Mm-hmm. Just up and killed them. Yep. And
he doesn't have all the... Bruce went through years of training, unlike Thomas Wayne, just he was already an adult.
Right, he's got a... Yeah. And then there's something going on where... Oh, wait. Harvey Dent's a judge with two twins, two kids. And the Joker has them, but we don't know who the Joker is yet.
I think I know who.
Who?
Okay.
Thinks it's Bruce. I think it's the mother. I think Bruce was killed, and the mother snapped and went one way, and Thomas Wayne snapped and went the other way.
Interesting.
Ooh, that would be cool.
He's so far away, and why kidnap kids?
Right.
That is true.
Right.
So, they show her long hair, curly,
hair,
far away,
don't know
in the dark. Yeah,
That's
a great theory. I'd love to see that happen.
I hope that's that would be cool.
So cool.
That would be really cool. I don't think it's Bruce, but I bet you it's Martha.
I think it's the mother.
Martha. Well, what else? The tie-ins.
There was the Abin Sur Green Lantern
one.
He's crazy. Abin Sur is nuts. He puts Sinestro to shame.
Really?
What do you mean?
I know.
He's trying to save
everybody. Very militant and so strong-willed. And that's the way I always vision Sinestro. And I don't remember him being that.
He's under a lot of stress. He's doing the Black Lanterns and the Manhunters at the same time.
Yeah. So they basically...
Well, no, they just put him into the getting the White Lantern. He was starting with the Manhunters, right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's how it started, the Manhunters? And then it went into the Guardians.
So it's just compressing all the Green Lantern stuff into a quick one issue thing.
Right.
But
there's three issues.
I thought it was good. And then they did you notice that the art style is just like
the movie? Yeah.
Oh, Abin Sur looks exact. Yeah.
Yeah. And
even in the new animated one, Abin Sur looked a lot like the movie.
Yeah. And the costumes and then the Guardians with their bubble heads.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Is that they have something on top of their head or is their head see through at the top? Or
I don't get that either. Actually,
it looks from the commercial, it looks like the head see through.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of freaky.
Not quite.
Oh,
it looks
quite
sure.
Pretty much
I'm
just like
the movie.
Yeah. Oh, 2 weeks.
Can't wait.
No.
This upcoming Friday. That'll be
no way.
Yeah.
Because
17th.
Yeah, today's the 12th.
I guess that's what I'm going to do
Are you
Friday
really
night.
Exciting?
I am. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Okay.
I'm going to be the first one in line. I'll put on my Kyle Rayner costume.
No, you're not. Are you?
Yeah,
you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see it, but probably on Sunday.
I'm gonna see it at midnight on Thursday.
Do you want to see it together?
I'll be in DC, but yeah, if you guys go see it, that'd be great. Because we'll definitely talk about it in the next show.
So. Yeah, definitely.
We'll see it when Joshua, the Q doesn't dress up as Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, can we edit that?
Are you kidding me? Oh my god. Anyway, so what else book wise? We had Morning Glories. You wanted to talk. You wrote a review about this, right?
I did. How was it? I write reviews for BrokenFrontier.com.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a review for Morning Glories, and well, I a lot of people complain that there's way too. It's like Lost. And that there's a lot of mysteries and a lot of questions about this, like, academy
right.
of these kids who are trapped there and these, like, sinister forces of the school trying to, like, control them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been enjoying it up until this issue. This is issue 10. And it just – the story hit a wall for me. Everything that went on within the issue, the second arc is focusing on just characters, this mm-hmm. redhead named Jade. Have you guys all read it? Yes,
yeah, I read the first trade.
Okay.
That's it.
No,
that's
the only issue I haven't read is 10.
Is the one I'm about to talk about? Okay, well, spoilers.
Spoilers.
And she goes through and she has like a dream sequence in the beginning, which is doesn't really make any sense. And then she goes and she's like in the present, you know, and they talk about the main – who's the blonde girl, the main blonde girl? And then her redheaded boyfriend,
Casey,
and then, I can't remember their names. Whatever. Anyway, so they go through, and, like, something happens with that, and mm-hmm. then she gets, it's like, something goes down, and then she kills herself, and then she wakes up, and she's in a strange place talking to an alternate version of herself.
What?
Who was revealed at the end, I think, of the first arc. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
That's an alternate version? I thought that was just an older version.
Okay, whatever. But it's
I'm
her.
Confused.
It's her, like, in the school, uh-huh. talking to this one with longer hair who's uh-huh. older, and they're having a conversation about all these things that went down in that issue and or maybe as far back as the second issue. And then but there's no rhyme or reason to anything they're actually talking about. You don't know their purpose.
Uh-huh.
And then she wakes up, and it's she's back in the nurse's office in the past uh-huh. from when she woke up. From the nurse, you know, stuck
yeah.
her with a needle or something.
Yeah.
And she wakes up and the nurse says, "What did you see?" And she says, "Oh, I saw these like silver streaks in the sky." And it's that exact same moment. So she like time traveling through means of death or with her, who's this alternate reality and how, like doppelganger or older version of herself.
And I thought Doctor Who was complicated.
It was just
crazy.
So off the wall nuts to the point where I was like, okay, I've had enough. I'm probably going to keep reading it. They said they have 100 issues planned. I don't know if I can take 100 issues of this.
Wow.
And I'm the first one to be like, I don't need all the answers.
Yeah.
But like I said in my review, the way to tell a story, especially in comic books, is to raise a question
mm-hmm.
and then answer it.
Yeah.
And some questions are answered on the next page. Some are answered at the end of the issue. Mm-hmm. Some aren't answered until the end of the series. But you have to give answers because that's what readers feel like they're getting something out of what they're reading. So they're investing in the world.
Hey.
And now
eyes,
you too.
Stab.
you're investing in a world.
It's
and,
the same
and
thing,
it's just
though.
The
Absolutely.
It's just the writer's way of, you know, giving you like something to go on, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
That's satisfying. That
yeah.
you feel like you're learning something about this world that you're investing in.
See, it,
and he does not do that. He just gives more questions, more random plot points.
Lost did that
I don't
too.
Think do we know like, there's a guy who can melt your face off by
Really?
Touching you. There's a guy who, you know, there's like this doppelganger thing. There's like twins
so it's like
here and there.
X-Men, evil
there's,
X-Men.
At one point, issue started in 1940 with a Spanish woman stuck in a cell. And it was just like the first four pages,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
that was it. We have not touched on that since. And, you know, and there's like men chanting in cloaks everywhere. It's so, like,
All
absolutely
over.
Just. There's
I
no,
wonder.
But the people like, oh no, it's like Lost. No, it's not like Lost. Lost had catharsis at the end of every single episode because you learned something about these people and these
good
characters,
yep,
and
yep.
it was really good.
That all
despite,
the mysticism was like almost the trappings to get you invested in the characters.
Right. It was like
this
an
is
accent
not doing that.
To these great characters,
yeah, exactly.
And this is it's going off in a weird direction. And I even went around and I looked all these other websites before I wrote my review and I see what everyone else is saying about
uh-huh.
it. One person was he said like I would love to know what the fuck is going on in Morning Glories. One guy said, I've been reading this from the beginning, and I still have no idea what's going on, and, you know, more and more and more, just like that.
Sorry.
So I just feel like Nick Spencer has – but it sells out, and, it,
well,
and you know, reprints here and there. So I think Nick Spencer has just created a new form of torture porn for reader for reader expectations.
Ouch.
And everybody's getting
we'll
off.
Be getting that interview.
See, because, like, here's the thing. Like, I completely agree with you. Where Morning Glories doesn't explain a lot.
Right.
It doesn't. And I feel like there's an expectation sometimes when you read something where you want a book to go one way, and when it takes a completely different left turn,
right,
you're really uncomfortable with it. It's like Ursula K. Le Guin. Like,
it's cognitive dissonance kind of thing, you know?
And, like, for me, I never really get upset about Morning Glories not explaining things, because I'm like, eventually, we'll figure it out.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you keep me entertained while you're doing it, I don't necessarily have a problem.
Right.
Well, I haven't read this latest issue.
Yeah, it might be too far, you know?
Yeah.
This is why I'm convinced I'm glad I'm reading it in trades, because those kind of stories, like Morrison...
Yeah, you're right.
We'll still have two more issues, and then it'll be the next trade that comes out, and they'll probably...
And that is a thing with writing nowadays. A lot of times these writers, they're writing for trades more than in single issues, which is interesting when the digital comics thing is really in force, because that's back to kind of an issue thing, you know? Although, you know, I guess you could always go back and just read them all back to back, but... So I'm glad I'm reading in a trade, but yes, that's unfortunate, because it sounded like it had a great potential. And
I mean, I might, you know? I just got hit my boiling point? Is that the right expression?
The straw broke the camel's back.
Yeah, that was the one. I mean, I still love a lot of Nick Spencer's writing. Like, Existence 2.0's first graphic novel is amazing.
I wanted to get back to Infinite Vacation.
Infinite Vacation.
That was
good.
And yeah, I mean, and I like his Marvel stuff mostly. I like the Iron Man 2.0 stuff.
Really? Do you like that issue where it was just... like conversations for 22 pages?
Yeah, I was okay with
no
that.
No action, no nothing.
I'm okay. I like Bendis, and Bendis does it all the time. And
but he has good action.
But he has issues where, like the oral history Avengers one, he just had just panels after panels of, you know, dialogue. So,
Did you read Ultimate Spider-Man, the death of Ultimate Spider-Man?
No, I have not been reading that.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of know about what's happening.
It's not bad. Yeah. Aunt May... I think Erin from a comic shop was like, oh, she's going to turn to the Punisher when she sees Peter die. But she legit...
What?
I'm going to spoil this. Peter's getting beat up by all these villains, like Electro and Sandman and Norman Osborn. Yeah, Sinister Six are all there at his house. And he's, like, unmasked. And they, like, beat, like, the crap out of him. And he, like, takes a couple of them down. But and then Aunt May shows up when Peter's... Like, Electro's about to kill Peter, and she shoots Electro. Just bang, 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 bang. And Electro, explodes.
Wow.
It was absolutely insane.
So they're going this route. So do you think they're actually going to kill Peter, or they're just going to...
Supposedly, he's going to die in the new... When they reboot...
I know they're rebooting.
When they reboot...
It's not going to be him. But does that mean he's dead? Or maybe he's just...
He's
quitting.
But you know by the time the movie comes, he'll be back.
What? Yeah.
But
there's a new Spider-Man. I mean, it's interesting.
I'll
run with it.
I'm interested. And it's still Bendis. That's what's amazing, is that he's still on the title.
That
he's
is
got
impressive.
To be setting a record for the length of that
run.
But
I got to agree with Q that the fact that they're rebooting this again after the reboot
they just did
is monotonous.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's like, just continue a storyline. Yeah. You don't have to say call it a reboot.
Right.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Just now it's just call it all new, all different, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But don't say you're rebooting.
Reunion tour. It's a reunion tour. Hey everybody, remember me? I was popular a couple years ago. I put out a couple of albums that didn't do so well.
Oh, like Deborah Cox.
You know, don't start with Deborah.
I'm gonna see her at Baltimore Pride in a week.
That's cool.
So but you said it was good, right?
Yeah, she's fantastic. Really good. She's fantastic.
I'm excited.
And we saw the girls of RuPaul's Drag Race.
They were pretty good.
Raja touched us. Raja touched us.
Aww.
And that's why I fessed up to my husband that I took part in Gay Days, because I had pictures taken with Raja. I knew they were going to manifest.
Oh, are they on Facebook?
They will be.
Yay, I want to see these. So I wanted to go see Raja and I didn't. I'm sad.
She said Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, I love it. That's Eartha Kitt, right?
No.
It's Shirley Bassey.
Yes.
I love Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
I love Eartha Kitt. Any drag queen that does either one, I'm just in heaven. I'm just so thrilled. So were there any other books we want to talk about? Is that pretty much it?
No, I think
we covered the ones on the list. I think
we're covered.
Yeah.
We're done.
Does anyone have any other exciting things they want to plug? You know, like their websites or anything?
No. No.
Of course, you can always go see Eric and Oral at the comic shop.
Hi!
And Jared's usually there too a lot.
Yeah.
You know. And Jared is working on...
Jared sold some paintings.
Yes, I did.
What?
Whoa. Congratulations.
That's excellent. That's awesome.
Come
on. When we get the site fully up, which we're working on with the Nerdy Show guys, we should make sure we have like a link to like a store. If you set up like Etsy or something, we could get like a store or something. But you're doing a strip, a comic strip.
Yes.
We're all very excited because it looks great. Have you guys seen it?
I've not seen it yet. I'm excited. I heard you got one of Aaron's good ideas.
It's awesome. It looks great. It's a Gay Days thing. It's going to be very cool.
I just
It's going to be nice.
Introductory.
Strip.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. He's working his ass off.
I'd be prouder if you got me my rendering of me as the Scarlet Witch because that bitch forgot to draw me in it. But, you know, I know you're busy.
Yes, Oral. Everyone wants me to draw things, but, you know, I need to eat.
I would about to
dinner. I would pay. This one? Not so much.
You know what? I pay for dinners and
just,
I tip.
Just do the Scarlet Witch with a black face.
Oh!
Wow. And on that note of extreme racism,
yes,
we are the question, Justine, Jared, Brian, Oral.
And angry bitch.
So go to nerdyshow.com. There's forum posts. Leave us comments. We're going to try to go through some of those in the next show, and that'll be in a few weeks. So thank you for listening.
Flame off.
Flame off.